It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hi, welcome to Duncan Field. Game number two today between Hastings College and the Lancers out of Mount Barty. After Mount Barty wins the first ball game today by a score of 3-0, we're sent to go here in game number two. Zach Hollenbeck is the center fielder. He's due up there first for Mount Barty. Will Reynolds is the pitcher for Hastings here in game number two. And the count to Hollenbeck to get things started is at 1-1. So Hastings, they had no runs and 8 base hits in game number one. Couple of errors. They left 8 men on the base pads. Mount Barty, they had 3 runs, 5 base hits, no errors. They left 5. Andrew Kuda, the losing pitcher for Hastings in game one, he's now 6-4 in the season. A.J. Griffith was the winner for Mount Barty. He is now 6-1. The count here on Hollenbeck is at 2-1 as we get things started here in game number two. There's a ball that's going to be hit to right field coming on. It's going to fall for a base hit. Ryan Schroud coming on there, but he picks it up on the hop, and Zach Hollenbeck leads things off for Mount Barty with a single to right field to begin game number two. Ryan Buck scheduled up there next for Mount Barty. We'll get to the starting lineups here for Mount Barty. Zach Hollenbeck, the guy just singles the right field. Leading off, he'll be out in center field for the Lancers defensively. Ryan Buck, the second baseman, he's due up there right now. Derek Nelson is a shortstop. He'll bat in the number three position as a bunt's laid down there. A nice one. Reynolds comes off of the mound and bobbles the ball, and everybody is going to be safe. So a bad start for Hastings here in game number two. They give up the single to Hollenbeck, and then a bunt single here by Ryan Buck. They're going to give an error chalked up there on Will Reynolds, the pitcher. He came over toward the line to try to grab that one, and then it falls out of his hands. And Ryan Buck is down the line in a hurry. He gets aboard here. So Mount Barty's got runners on at first and second base here in the first inning of play as Derek Nelson comes to the plate next. Nelson is the shortstop batting here in the number three position. Reynolds will work from the stretch. Hastings will pull the infield in here already in the first inning of play. Their pitch comes inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Nelson the shortstop. Then we'll see Brighton Carlson, the designated hitter, batting in the number four position. Derek Blumenstock, the left fielder, batting fifth, followed by Justin Cotolo, who will do the catching chores for the Lancers here in game number two. Will bat in the sixth spot. Hunter Hollick will be batting seventh, the third baseman. Then Colin Peterson, the first baseman, and Cody Yomer, the right fielder. On the mound for Mount Barty here in game number two is going to be Brandon Nicolite. The pitch is thrown in there for a strike on Derek Nelson, and now the count is sitting at 1-1. Just underway here in game number two here tonight. Mount Barty winning the first ball game by a score of 3-0. Nelson with a count of 1-1, nobody out here. Will Reynolds working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch inside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. Hastings defensively here in the second ball game as Grant Krause behind the plate. Will Reynolds on the mound. Michael Lockerbie at first base. Jake Steets at second base. Brandon Utrep at shortstop. And Reed Stone at third base. Zach Peterson out in left field. Donato Santos out in center. Ryan Schroud out in right field for Hastings here in game number two. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now from Will Reynolds to the plate. That's going to be fouled away in the first base side, 2-2. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Temperature here for game number two, 56 degrees. Winds out of the northwest at 21 miles per hour. Blowing out toward center field again tonight for the second half of the twin bill. The count here at the plate is at 2-2. Derek Nelson waiting, and now there's a throw to third base as the runner was going, and they have got him there. Reynolds, the runner from second base, was kind of leaning the wrong way. Reynolds kind of spun around on the pitcher's mound there, looked towards second, and then the runner was trapped between second and third base. Hollenbeck just took off for third base. They got him the ball, and they pick him off heading toward third base. So that's the first out of the inning. The runner here at first base, he stays put. The count here at the plate is at 2-2. The pitch is going to be up high for a ball. So a nice pickoff move there by Will Reynolds. He got Hollenbeck leading the wrong way, and then he was dead in the water as they had him between second and third base, and they tag him out as he tries to slide into a third base under the tag. Reed Stone applies that tag for the first out of the inning. The count now is at 3-2. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Reynolds is a left-handed thrower. Righty up here at the plate, and Derek Nelson. The count to him is at 3-2. One man out now here in the top half of the first inning. Here's Reynolds again. He throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Going over is going to be Schrod over toward the line, and he grabs it over his head, over his left shoulder as he gets the ball back to the infield. So Nelson, he flies out to Schrod, who makes a nice play on the ball out there in the right field. That's the second out of the inning for Hastings, and that's going to bring up Brighton Carlson next. He's a designated hitter. Carlson started the day with a batting average of .328. Reached on a base on balls, struck out once, and reached on a base on balls again. He was officially 0-for-1 in game number one today. Lancers still in their gray uniforms, trimmed the letter to the blue and gold here for the second half of the twin bill. Hastings stays in their white uniforms. There's a throw down to first base, not in time as the pitch came in there high. Grant Krause behind the plate for Hastings here in game number two. Xander Schmidt did the catching chores for the Broncos in game number one. The count here at the plate is at 1-0. Will Reynolds on the mound here for Hastings here in the second ball game. The count here at this plate is at 1-0. There's a fastball there delivered right down the pipe, and it's 1-1. So Reynolds out there throwing for Hastings here in this ball game. He's 3-2 on the season. He's got 5.68 earned run average. Comes set, offers one to the plate, swung out and missed. He gets ahead on the count now. 1-2 here to Carlson. Reynolds making his ninth appearance of the season. He's thrown five complete games so far. Actually, a five game started. He's thrown one complete game. 31 and one-third innings pitched, giving up 32 hits and 24 runs. 18 base on balls and 24 strikeouts. Teams batting .256 against him. So William Reynolds looking for his fourth win of the 2015 season here tonight. There's the next pitch to the plate, swung on, and it's going to be foul territory as it comes back straight at us. Runner was going at first base. He'll have to go back. Dakota Wesleyan surprises Doan in a doubleheader today in Crete. Doan was number two in the conference coming in. They were swept by the Tigers 4-2 and 11-8 today. We will see Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon here at Duncan Field. 1-2 here to Carlson. There's the next pitch. Swung on a miss, and he strikes him out. Hastings gets out of a big inning there after giving up a single and recording an error for the first two guys that they faced here in this first inning. They got Nelson to fly out. They picked off Holland back off of the base pads, and Carlson, he strikes out to end the inning. So no damage done. No runs for Mount Marty in the first inning of play. No runs on one hit. One error on Hastings, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Mount Marty nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The inventory clearance sale is in full force now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Save on a popular counter height table and chair set, only $3.99. Get memory foam queen sets as low as $4.99. Up to 24-month, no interest financing too. Hurry in for these prices because once they're gone, they're gone. The inventory clearance sale on now at Furniture Direct. On South Burlington behind Sonic and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Brandon Nicolite is going to be the pitcher here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Nicolite, 6'1", 195-pound senior from Lincoln. went to McCook Community College, now playing for the Lancers up in Yankton. Nicolite, 4 wins, 2 losses on the season, ERA of 4.83. He's making his 9th appearance of the season. He has started 7 other games, and he's thrown 1 complete game thus far. 41 innings pitched, giving up 52 hits, 35 runs, 22 of those earned, 11 base on balls, 22 strikeouts. Team's batting .295 against him. Drew McGee, Ryan Schrod, and Jake Steets. First 3 guys in the batting order here for Hastings College. The designated hitter, the right fielder, and the second baseman as they come on to face Brandon Nicolite here in game number 2. As the first pitch is in there, a breaking pitch for a called strike. Michael Lockerbie will be the 4th batter in the order here for the nightcap. Reed Stone and Grant Krause will follow him as the next pitch is also going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in 2. Bottom third of the order, you're going to have Zach Peterson, Brandon Utrip, and also Donato Santos. Hastings with 8 base hits in the opener, but nothing across the plate. There's a high fly ball toward right field. Yomer moves to his right, and he grabs it out there for the first out of the inning. So Drew McGee flies out to the right fielder to begin this second half of the twin bill. Ryan Schrod comes up there next. He is the right fielder. Schrod will bat from the left-hand side. In game number 1, he had 1 base hit and 4 trips to the plate. That was a single in the 5th inning of play. Grounded out twice and flew out once. 1-for-4 in the opener. There's a bouncing ball toward shortstop. Nelson grabs and bobbles it, picks it up, and he's no throw over to first base. So Schrod's going to get a board on an error there on Mount Marty. Derek Nelson, that shortstop, had it on a couple of hops, and then it fell out of his glove. Looked at first base, and Schrod was already across the bag there. So Hastings gets a base runner here in the first inning. Each team with an error in the opening inning. Jake Steets coming up there next. He's a second baseman. Steets in game number 1, he had a base hit and 3 trips to the plate. That was a single in the first inning. Struck out in the 3rd, and he flew out to right field in inning number 5. Steets started the day with a batting average of 307. He's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here. 1 ball and no strikes. Hastings with a base runner on at first. That is Ryan Schrod. Takes a lead down there. Colin Peterson holds him on the first baseman. Quick throw over there, and diving back in there is Schrod. Hastings not much of a base stealing threat here. They're 19 out of 32 in stealing bases this year. They are last in the conference as far as stealing bases. Schrod stays put. The ball's going to be fouled away here at the plate. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike now on Jake Steets. Schrod is 0-for-1 in stealing bases this year for Hastings. Colin Peterson, your first baseman, with Ryan Buck at second base. Derek Nelson at shortstop. And Hunter Hollick over there at third base. Brandon Nicolite on the mound. And Julian Cotolo behind the plate for Mount Marty here in game number 2. Nicolite comes set, looks at the runner at first, now throws it over there, and it's not in time. Timing back in there again is Schrod. Out on the outfield the same way they went in game number 1. Blumenstock in left, Holland back out in center field, and Cody Yomer out in right field. Brandon Nicolite again comes set. Offers one to the plate, swung on, tapped towards second. Buck has got it, goes to second base for 1, and they can't turn the double play. Sliding in there hard was Ryan Schrod, so they chop down the lead runner. Jake Steets will get aboard on a fielder's choice. Schrod is retiring the play from second to shortstop, covering the bag at second. Now there's 2 men out. Runner is on at first base, and Michael Lockerbie comes up there next. Lockerbie is the first baseman. He was 1-for-3 in the opener. Had a single back there in inning number 1. Flew out to left field, and he grounded out once in that opener. Got a quick throw over to first base, and Steets is back in there. Peterson again guarding the bag. Here comes a pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Lockerbie goes after a low pitch there as he comes up empty, and the count goes to no balls and 1 strike. Michael Lockerbie, who started the day with a batting average of .336. For Hastings College, the Broncos is a team .287. as a team batting average compared to 303 for Mount Marty. There's a ball hit towards second. Buck has got it, scoops it up, goes over to first base, and the inning is over as Lockerbie grounds out to second base. Hastings, they score no runs here in the first inning of play. No runs on no hits, one error on Mount Marty. One runner left on base. We'll go to the second inning with a score of Mount Marty nothing, Hastings nothing.
If people look at the history and what Mary Lanning has attempted to provide for 100 years, is amazing.
I would hope that within the next 100 years, the hospital and its staff would not lose sight of its history, why it's here, why it was developed, why Mr. Lanning put it together, and why it was called Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital.
I think Mary Lanning's role in the community will always stay strong, and the hospital will always be something that the community will be proud of.
I see it as remaining a community hospital that provides the best service for the people of this area.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing. Softball action today over in Orange City, Iowa. The Hastings College softball team splitting a couple of games with the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Hastings dropping the first game 7-1, but they came back and won the nightcap 9-1 in six innings. So Hastings now 25-17 in the season. They are 11-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as their season winds down this week. Mount Marty coming to the plate here in the second inning of play. You'll have 5, 6, and 7 schedule up here to face Will Reynolds, who's throwing game number 2 for Hastings here in this one. This is Derek Blumenstock, the left fielder. He'll be followed up by Julian Cotolo and also Hunter Hollick. There's a ball hit toward right field. It's deep, but it's going to curve over into foul territory. Giving chase was Ryan Schrod, but it falls in foul territory. Long strike there as Blumenstock comes back. Blumenstock started the day with a batting average of 303. He was 1-for-3 from the plate in the opener. Struck out once, grounded out once, and had a single in the sixth inning. Blumenstock up there for the first time here in game number 2, facing the lefty, Will Reynolds. Here's the next pitch, hit back to Reynolds. Goes down to his knees to grab it right in front of the pitcher's mound there, and that's the out. Blumenstock hits it right back to the pitcher to begin this second inning of play. Julian Cotolo coming up there next for Mount Marty. Cotolo doing the catching chores here in this second ball game. Appeared as a pinch hitter in game number 1 in the seventh inning and drew a walk. Batting average at 283 on the season for Cotolo as he bats here from the right-hand side. Fouls away the first pitch that he sees from Reynolds on the first base side. Cotolo, he has got 13 base hits and 46 trips to the plate, 3 runs scored, 3 doubles to his credit, 15 RBIs, no home runs. He's now walked twice and he has struck out twice. Here's the next pitch. A fastball is going to be in there for a strike. It's now nothing and 2. Andrew Kuda was a losing pitcher for Hastings in game number 1, threw well enough to win the ball game, but no offense today. Gave up just 5 hits and 3 runs. 4 walks and a couple of strikeouts. Falls to 6-4 in the season as he goes all the way in game number 1. Next pitch will be fouled away. And the count remains in no balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings fighting for a spot in the postseason tournament. You got to be in the top 8 and they're on the outside looking in after that first ball game. As the next pitch swung on and fouled tap. Stays in there. No balls and 2 strikes. We'll see Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon beginning at 3:30 here at Duncan Field on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings will have Wednesday off, and then they'll take on Nebraska Wesleyan on Thursday. As the next pitch again is going to be fouled away. First base side, out of play. Hastings will have Friday off, and then we'll take on Midland on the road on Saturday in the final doubleheader of the regular season. Cutolo has got a count of no balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on, hit towards short. Utrep has got it. Scoops her up as he goes to first base. Michael Lockerbie, and he records the out. Utrep has had a good night tonight there at shortstop for Hastings. Cutolo is retired in the play from short to first. Hunter Hollick coming up there next. He's the third baseman. Hollick also played third base in game number one. Laid down his sacrifice, reached on a fielder's choice, and he grounded out once. Saw the day with a batting average of .298. That's from the right-hand side. Reynolds throws a fastball there that misses outside. And it counts at one ball and no strikes. In the wind blowing out here at Duncan Field for game number two, Northwest at 21. They were gusting over 30 in the first ball game today. Next pitch is going to be down low. Nope, a strike right at the knees. One ball and one strike down to Hunter Hollick for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Hollick has struck out 16 times so far this year. He has walked 15 times. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch is going to be in there right on the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Will Reynolds. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. Colin Peterson would be next, and we'll see Cody Yomer. If the Lancers can keep things going here in inning number two. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and the catcher, Grant Krause, catches the third strike, so he strike out there. For Will Reynolds, that's his second one in the first two innings. Mount Barney, they go down in order here in the second with no runs and no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Mount Barney nothing, Hastings nothing.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, Bronco baseball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings losing the first game by a score of 3-0. Trying to salvage a split here tonight. This is a 9-inning ball game like they have been all season long. In the second half of the Twin Bills here this year, the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Reed Stone, Grant Krause, and Zach Peterson scheduled up here for Hastings in the second inning. Numbers 5, 6, and 7. Brandon Nicolite is your pitcher here from Mount Barney. He throws a strike there right on by Reed Stone, and the count is at no balls and one strike. Stone got a chance to play in the lineup here tonight. There's a solid base hit to right field by Stone. He's been used basically as a pinch hitter throughout most of the season. He's been playing at third base here tonight. Went all the way in the game number one. Now he's starting things off on a good note here as he singles in the second inning of play. That is the first base hit for Hastings here in this ball game. Grant Krause coming to the plate next for Hastings. Krause is doing the catching chores here for the Broncos in this ball game. Throw over to first base and getting back in there was Stone. Reed Stone has got some speed, but he doesn't have any stolen bases so far this year. He throws over there again, and Stone was almost leaning the wrong way. He gets back in there just in the nick of time. Grant Krause is your batter here for Hastings College's batting average on the season is sitting at .205. Scores around the bunt, lays it down to first base side. It's going to roll into foul territory, and everybody goes back. Stone heads back to the bag at first base. Krause comes back to the right-hand batter's box. 9 base hits and 44 trips to the plate for Grant Krause this year. And a couple of doubles. No home runs, 10 RBIs. He's walked five times. He has struck out twice. Up there in the second inning of play with a man on at first base. Going to throw over there as Stone is back in there. Just underway here in the second half with a doubleheader. We're in the second inning. Center fielder Hollenbeck pulled around a couple of steps out there for Malmarty defensively to his right. There's Kraus again laying down a bunt. Fielded there by the pitcher, and then nobody covering the bag at first base. Everybody's going to be safe as Grant Kraus gets aboard here. The pitcher, Brandon Nicolak, comes over toward the bag at first. Peterson was also trying to field that baby, and Nicolak picks it up, and then nobody was on the bag at first base. So everybody's going to be safe. That's going to be a base hit here, an infield base hit by Grant Kraus on the bunt. And Hastings in business now. They got runners out at first and second base here in the second inning, and nobody on the base pads. Zach Peterson coming up to the plate next for the Broncos. We're going to have a courtesy runner over there for Grant Kraus, the catcher. Coming out for Hastings to run is going to be Ty O'Brien. O'Brien, a 5'10", 160-pounder out of Omaha Scott. So Zach Peterson comes to the plate now here in the second inning of play. Nicolak wheels towards second. Nothing on, no throw, but back in there for Hastings was Reed Stone. So Peterson comes to the plate here for Hastings. He appeared in the pinch hit role in game number one, and line went back to the shortstop. So he is 0 for 3 from the plate this year with a couple of strikeouts. Squares around the bunt, pops it up, and it's going to be right into the Bronco dugout down here at the third base side. So a strike there on Zach Peterson. Nothing at one to Zach. Zach playing out in left field here in game number two. He's a freshman, 6 foot, 185 pounder from Waverly. Playing in just his fifth ball game of the season there tonight. Again, he scores around the bunt, but Nicolak wheels again towards second base, and back in there is going to be Reed Stone. No throw from Nicolak. Broncos have runners on at first and second base here. In the second inning of play, no score between the Lancers and the Broncos in game number two of this doubleheader. Zach Peterson waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Scores around the bunt, lays it out in front of the plate. It's grabbed there. The throw to first. Third base is going to be in time. Nice play there by the first baseman, Colin Peterson, as he was charging just as Peterson squared around the bunt. He picks it up right in front of the plate. And throws it over to third baseman Hunter Hollick to get the force out on Reed Stone. So Peterson is going to reach on a fielder's choice. A nice play there by the first baseman. 3-5 officially to retire Reed Stone over at third base. O'Brien, he moves down to second base on the play. Peterson is on at first. Brandon Utrep coming to the plate next. He's the shortstop. Now there's one bat out for Hastings. Broncos just looking for that timely hit. They trailed the entire way in the first ball game as Mount Marty scored a run in the first and two more in the second inning of play. And the Hastings never did get anything across the plate. They lost 3-0 to the Lancers in the opener. There's a ball hit right by the third baseman. It's off of his glove. Picked up by the shortstop. He goes over to third base to record the force out. A hard hit ball to Hunter Hollick at third base. It comes popping out of his glove, but the shortstop, Derek Nelson, was right there. Picks it up and then goes over to Hollick to catch the force out over there on the O'Brien. So now there's two men out. Hastings still with the runners on at first and second base. And that's going to bring up Donato Santos next. Santos batting in the number 9 position here. Santos in the first ball game. He had a single and 3 trips to the plate. Struck out once and flew out to center field his other 2 times up there. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1 ball and no strikes. So Mount Marty had a couple of runners on in the first inning of play. Hastings with no damage done. They got to Nelson to fly out. They got to Carlson to strike out. Broncos had a couple of runners on in the first inning of play. They got a couple of runners on again here in the second, but still nothing across the plate. Santos Whiting, after a short conversation between the catcher Cotolo and Nicolite. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Donato. That's going to be in there for a strike. A breaking pitch right across the center portion of the plate. 1-1 the count down to Santos. Drew McGee would be next. Brandon Nicolite comes set, looks at the runner at second, offers one to the plate. There's a ground ball to second. Buck has got it, goes over to first, and the inning is over. So Hastings threatens here in the second inning of play, but again, they come up with a goose egg on the scoreboard. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit. In fact, a couple of base hits up there for Hastings in this second inning of play. No errors and a couple of runners left on base. Hastings is now stranded three in the first two innings. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. Mount Marty nothing, Hastings nothing.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, game number two of our college baseball doubleheader here tonight. Hastings in Mount Marty with the Lancers winning the first ball game 3-0. No score here in game number two. We're in the top of the third. Alan Peterson, Cody Yolmer, and also Zach Hollenbeck. 8-9-1 up here to face Will Reynolds and the Broncos here in this inning. So Colin Peterson up there for the first time here tonight in game number two. He was also a game one participant. Had an RBI double in the second inning of play. Hit into a double play and he grounded out once. Takes a whack at that one in his swing and a miss, and he falls behind here at no balls and two strikes. So Will Reynolds is your pitcher here for Hastings College here in game number two. He's a 6 foot 485 pounder from Colorado Springs. Next pitch is going to be a little bit outside. They count it 1-2. Trying to get Peterson to chase after a outside pitch there. Keeps the bat on the shoulder and the count is at 1-2. Reynolds gets his sign from his catcher, Grant Krause. Full windup. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch. It's going to stay outside for a ball and it's now even up at 2-2. Peterson started the day with a batting average of .316 for the Lancers. He has struck out a team-high 26 times this year with six base on balls. There's a breaking pitch that just misses outside, and now the count is full at 3-2. Peterson's got 31 base hits to his credit this year. Six doubles, two triples, a couple of home runs. 23 RBIs batting out of this number eight position. Next pitch is a cold third strike, and he strikes him out. Nice pitch there by Will Reynolds. That's going to be strikeout number three in the ball game now for Reynolds. And Cody Yolmer will come to the plate next. He's the right fielder. Yolmer in game number one. Hit on the number six hole. He was 0 for 2. Drew a base on balls in the second inning and scored one of the three runs. Fastball there is going to miss outside. It's 1-0 to Cody Yolmer for Mount Marty, now batting in the number nine position here. Reynolds again gets his sign, working quickly out there for Hastings in this third inning. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Yolmer is a local boy from Yankton up there, went to Yankton High School. 6 foot 1, 175 pound senior for the Lancers. One ball and one strike with one man out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Fastball that misses. And the count is at two balls and one strike. Hastings College softball tonight, splitting two games in Orion City. Northwestern beating the Broncos 7-1 in the opener. Hastings winning the nightcap 9-1 in six innings. Broncos now 25-17 in the season. As the next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. Broncos are sitting at 11-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were tied for second place with Nebraska Wesleyan coming into the action here this afternoon. Next pitch is swung on and fouled tap. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Cody Yomer is your batter here for the Lancers. Zach Hollenbeck would be next. Then Ryan Buck as they bat here in the third inning of play. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos here in the nightcap. Will Reynolds, a full windup. Here's the delivery, and the pitch is going to be again fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Kansas City playing Minnesota tonight in Major League Baseball. Playing that ball game down in Kansas City. Get to the Major League Baseball scores here shortly. There's the next pitch swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. Kind of a half swing there by Cody Yomer, off balance. He strikes out here. That's the fourth strikeout of the ball game now for Reynolds. And that's going to bring up the top of the order now in Zach Hollenbeck. He's a center fielder. He had a single back there in the first inning of play. Hollenbeck coming back up there for the second time here. He was 1-for-4 in game number one. He had a single also in the first. Actually, he had a couple of base hits. He also singled in the second. So he was 2-for-4 in the opener against Andrew Kuda. He takes his strike here, and it's nothing and one to Zach Hollenbeck. Start of the day with a batting average of .326 for the Lancers. Next pitch in on the ground towards second. Steets has got it. He goes over to first, and they go down in order here in the third inning of play. Second to first. Hollenbeck has retired. Steets to Michael Lockerbie. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
It's spring. The air feels fresh, clean, and comfortable. You know, you can make your home feel like springtime all year long with a new Lennox comfort system from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the perfect time to save, too, because Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,700 back with a new qualifying Lennox system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today, 402-463-6061.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College coming to bat now here in the bottom half of the third inning against Brandon Nicolite and the Lancers of Mount Marty. Coming up there for Hastings, we're going to have the top of the order. Drew McGee, Ryan Schrod, and Jake Steets. McGee flew out to right field to begin this second ball game here tonight. He had one base hit and four trips to the plate in game number one. McGee started the day with a batting average of .333. Brandon Nicolite, your pitcher here for Mount Marty. There's a ball hit toward right field, and grabbing it on the run out there is going to be Cody Yomer. So Drew McGee for the second straight bat. They're at bat. He flies out to right field. Ryan Schrod comes up there next. Schrod is the right fielder. He reached on an error back there in inning number one. Schrod was 1-for-4 to play in game number one tonight. Start of the day with a batting average of .388. Left-handed hitter as he takes a look at a pitch there. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Nicolite working quickly. There comes the next pitch. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. We're sitting at 1-1 here on Ryan Schrod. Hollick, your third baseman. Nelson at shortstop. Buck is over at second base, and Peterson is at first base for Mount Marty. Next pitch misses, and the count goes to 2-1. Julian Gattolo behind the plate with Nicolaita on the mound. Blumenstock, Hollenbeck, and a Yomer out in the outfield. There's a ball hit towards second, going over to cover the bag. It's going to be the pitcher, and they've got him over there. That was the first baseman covering. First baseman got the ball, and he goes over to the pitcher, Nicolaita, covering the bag. Peterson moves to his right, right in between the second base and the first base to grab that one way off of the bag, but the pitcher gets over there. Nicolaita covering the bag to record the out on Ryan Schrott and a little slow whirler to the right side of the diamond. Now Jake Steets coming up there next. Steets reached on a fielder's choice back there in inning number one. Batting here from the right-hand side, start of the day with a batting average of 307. He was 1-for-3 in the opener with a single in the first inning for Hastings College. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Here comes the next one, hit to the left side. That's going to get through there, a diving stamp there by Nelson at shortstop, but he can't come up with the ball. Goes out to Blumenstock out in left field, and Hastings gets a base runner, a single here in the third inning with Jake Steets. Micah Lockerbie coming to the plate next for Hastings. He grounded out to the second baseman back there to end inning number one. So the Broncos get another two-out single here as Steets is aboard now at first base. Lockerbie in the first ball game. He was 0-for-3 for Hastings. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there is going to be away and in the center field. Getting on his feet and running down to a third base on the play is going to be McGee. Or check that. It's going to be Steets. The pitch was low by Brandon Nicolaita, the catcher. Gattolo throws it down to a second base. That was nowhere close. That was to the first base side of a second base in the center field. Hollenbeck was backing up on the play. Steets gets up and runs over to third base, and now the Broncos have a base runner on in scoring position with a count of 1-0 here to Michael Lockerbie, and he takes a swing and a miss. Now we're even up at 1-1. This is where the Broncos have been having problems the past couple of weeks. Getting guys in the scoring position, and they're not coming up with a big hit. There's the ball hit to right field coming on and making the grab out there. No. They say he trapped it on the floor, or trapped it on the ground, and that's going to be a RBI single there by Michael Lockerbie. The base umpire out there making the call. That's going to be a single to drive home the run. That's the first run of the ball game for Hastings in this doubleheader. A nice diving attempt out there by the right fielder, Cody Yomer. But the base umpire says no. It touched the ground, so Michael Lockerbie gets aboard on a single here. Drives home a run, and Hastings has got the lead 1-0. Reed Stone comes up there next. So Lockerbie gets aboard here for Hastings. Reed Stone takes the pitch down low for a ball, and it's 1-0 the count. Stone batting in the number 5 position here in the batting order. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Back in there is going to be Lockerbie as he runs for himself over there at the bag at first. 1-0 here to Reed Stone. Nicolaita works from the stretch. There's the ball tapped to the left side. Nelson has got it at shortstop. He goes over and catches the force out on the Lockerbie, and the inning is over. But Hastings comes up with their first run of the doubleheader here in the third inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Mount Marty. One runner left on base. We go to the top of the fourth with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Seeing award-winning vehicles every day is common at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in for the award season event going on now. Great Plains has special 0% financing and factory rebates that will help you drive home in an award-winning vehicle with an award-winning deal. Put it on top of your list to attend this special event at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At Duncan Field in Hastings, Bronco baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Making up some games that got washed out over the weekend. Broncos are supposed to play five games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Got none of them in because of the rainfall in the central part of the state. So making those conference games up here this weekend, or this week at least. Two games tonight against Mount Marty and two more against Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. We picked up a big doubleheader sweep over the Doane College Tigers earlier today. Coming back out for Hastings and throwing here in inning number four is going to be Will Reynolds. We've got 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here for Mount Marty. Ryan Buck, also Derek Nelson, and Brighton Carlson scheduled up here to face him. The first two pitches are outside the strike zone, 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Ryan Buck. Reached on a error back there in inning number one. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike right down the pipe. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count here to Ryan Buck. Will Reynolds working from the full windup. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Buck. Mount Marty has gone to Nebraska Wesleyan. They're going to be playing them tomorrow in Lincoln. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. So they'll move on to Lincoln. They'll face Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow. We've got Dakota Wesleyan coming from Crete. They'll face Hastings here tomorrow afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a baseline ball is given up there by Will Reynolds, and that gets a man on here in the fourth inning for Mount Marty. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game by Reynolds. He's got 4 strikeouts. Derek Nelson comes to the plate next. He's the shortstop. Nelson flew out to right field back there in inning number one. He also played in game number one tonight. He was 1 for 3 with a single, an RBI single in the first inning of play. Michael Lockerbie now holds on the base runner down there at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing into one to Derek Nelson, who started the day with a batting average of .333 here for the Lancers. Nelson has now struck out twice. He's recorded 3 walks so far this season. Next pitch, squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take one inside for a ball. And it's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Derek Nelson. After 2 innings, Cleveland, or rather Minnesota, is leading Kansas City 1-0. Major League Baseball tonight. Got the action for you on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Throw over to first base. That's not in time. Back in there is going to be Ryan Buck. Buck stealing bases this year pretty successfully. He's 12 out of 14. Mount Marty is a team 66 out of 78. Buck takes his lead. Reynolds looks that way, offers one of the plates, swung on and missed. And the count is now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1-2 the count here to Derek Nelson. Brighton Carlson in the on-deck circle here for Mount Marty. Derek Blumenstock is in the hole. Lancers batting in the top half of the fourth. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Now Reynolds stumps off of the rubber and will reset here. Going back to the bag at first is going to be Ryan Buck. Now inching away over there. Michael Lockerbie holding him on defensively for Hastings. Reynolds throws one to the plate. That's going to be fouled away. Back out of play into the parking lot. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mount Marty dressed in their gray uniforms here tonight. Dark blue trim with their gold trim as well. Hastings in their all whites with a crimson trim tonight. Here's a throw over to first base. Not in time. Getting back in there is going to be Ryan Buck standing up. Huge hole now on the right side of the diamond with Lockerbie holding on that base runner. Lockerbie and Jake Steets anchoring the right side of the infield here for Hastings. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on, and a hit right to that hole on the right side. That's into right field for a base hit. Schrott picks it up around the bag at second. Moving over to third base on the play is Buck. Again, beautifully executed there by Mount Marty. Runner was going on the pitch, and they hit that right in that big old hole we were talking about as Nelson singles. And now Mount Marty's got runners on at first and third base. Brighton Carlson scheduled up there next. Here he comes. He's the designated hitter. He struck out his first time up there in inning number one. Carlson in the first game recorded a couple of walks, also struck out once. So Carlson up there to do some damage here in this fourth inning with the Lancers trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Here comes a pitch to him. It's going to be outside. Good stop there by Grant Krause behind the plate. One ball and no strikes now to Carlson. He has driven home 22 runs so far this year. He's walked 17 times. He has struck out 20 times. Right-handed hitter. There's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. And the count now is at 1-1. Blumenstock would be next, and then the catcher, Cotolo. Here in his fourth inning of play. Hastings scoring in the bottom of the third. They've got the lead here. In game number two, the score is 1-0. Will Reynolds again steps off of the rubber here. Takes a few extra minutes as he prepares for his next pitch here to Brighton Carlson. Looks in for the sign from his catcher, Grant Krause. He's got it. Comes set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's on the way. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Reynolds, and he gets ahead on the count here at 1-2. So Mount Marty now threatening here in the fourth. They've got nobody out. Runners in good position here at first and third base on the corners here for the Lancers. They got a 1-2 here to Carlson. Here's the next pitch by Reynolds. Swung on a little half swing there, and he strikes him out. So Carlson goes down. Strikeout number 5 in the ball game for Will Reynolds. And that's going to bring up the number 5 hitter in the batting order now. This is Derek Blumenstock. Blumenstock is a left fielder. He hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 2. So he's 0-1 in this ball game. 1-3 in the opener tonight with a strikeout, a ground out, and a single in his 3 plate appearances. Scores around the bunt again, pulls it back, and will take a pitch inside. Out of his stance in a hurry was Grant Krause behind the plate looking toward third base. Ryan Buck is down there at third from Mount Marty. Derek Nelson is on at first base. Lancers got runners on at first and third here in the fourth. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. As the lights are starting to come on now here at Duncan. Here comes the next pitch. They square around the bunt. Fielded there by Reynolds, and he falls down to his seat of his pants. He throws to the first base. That's not going to be in time, and the bases are going to be loaded. Reynolds was concerned about the runner at third to see if he was going to be coming home on a suicide there. He stayed right there at the back at third base. Tries to field the ball, and he falls to the seat of his pants. So the bases are now juiced up for Mount Marty. Nelson heads down to second base. Buck stays at third. Blumenstock is on at first base. And now the pitching coach for Hastings is going to come out here and have a couple of words with his pitcher, Will Reynolds. In fact, he's going to pull in the infield, and we're going to get some strategy session here for Hastings in this fourth inning with a 1-0 lead, and the bases loaded up here for Mount Marty. You're listening to Bronco Baseball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Temp was at 56 degrees at game time, and game number 2 here tonight with northwest winds blowing out of the northwest at 21 miles per hour, blowing out towards center field. The conference is over, and now we'll see what Hastings and Will Reynolds can do here in his fourth inning of play with only one man out and the bases loaded up. Mount Marty trying to get back into the ball game after spotting Hastings a 1-0 lead back there in the bottom half of the last inning. In the bottom of the third, this is Cutolo. Julian Cutolo coming to the plate next. He's the catcher. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. He was a pinch hitter in game number one tonight. Worked out a base on balls. Now doing the catching chores here for the second ball game. Here comes the next pitch by Reynolds. Fouled back to the screen. Nothing and one to Julian Cutolo. Batting here from the right-hand side. Cutolo, 5'10", 225-pound senior out of Las Vegas. Came to Yankton via McCook Community College here in Nebraska. Cutolo backs out of the batter's box. Now he's set to go as he digs back in. Reynolds looks in for the sign. Comes center of the mound. Looks at the runner at second base. Now throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be fouled away in the first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So nothing and two here to Julian Cutolo. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. In the outfield, here comes the next pitch. Fouled back to the screen again. And the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two here to the number six hitter in the batting order. Got to figure out the light switch here. Haven't played too many night games here at the newly renovated Duncan Field. No balls and two strikes here to Cutolo. There's a tapper toward third base. That's going to be in foul territory. Everybody has to go back. Mount Marty has got the bases loaded here in the fourth, trying to take the lead here in this ball game. Blumenstock is on at first base. Nelson is on at second. Ryan Buck is on at third. Hastings has a 1-0 lead in the second half of the doubleheader. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. We are in the top half of the fourth inning. So Julian Cutolo leisurely digs back in here on the right-hand side. Takes a couple of practice swings. Now we're set to go. Reynolds comes set, offers up the pitch to the plate, and that one just misses. That was too good to pass up there. Cutolo watches that one go by. It's just outside the strike zone. With two strikes on the batter, you really got to protect the plate there, and that was awfully close. One ball and two strikes now. Hunter Hollick, the third baseman, will be up there next for Mount Marty. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be inside for a ball. And the count is even up at two balls and two strikes. If you're just joining us, Mount Marty won the first game tonight by a score of 3-0 over Hastings. Andrew Kuda, the losing pitcher for the Broncos, A.J. Griffith, was the winner for Mount Marty. Two balls and two strikes, one man out. Here's the next pitch. A cold third strike in the outside corner. He strikes him out. A big pitch there. Six strikeouts in the ballgame now for Will Reynolds. And now there's two men out here in the fourth. And Hunter Hollick comes to the plate next. Mount Marty had runners on at the corners and nobody out in this fourth inning. A strikeout to Carlson. Cutolo, he strikes out. Blumenstock gets a board on an infield single. And now Will Reynolds trying to get out of a jam here in the fourth inning. Hunter Hollick takes a strike there on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Hastings not worrying about the base runners now. They're now holding him on. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Hollick, he struck out back there in the second inning of play. He also played in game number one. Did not get a hit in three trips to the plate. His batting average to start the day was sitting at 298 for Mount Marty. One ball and one strike now to Hunter Hollick. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be way outside for a ball. The count goes to two balls and one strike. Grant Krause again came out of his crouch behind the plate there and was looking down toward third base, but nothing on. Reed Stone was not there defensively for the Broncos. The count is at 2-1 now to Hunter Hollick with the bases loaded here for Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball and a swing and a miss. 2-2 now on Hollick. Here comes a big pitch here by Will Reynolds trying to get Hastings out of this big jam in the fourth inning. So far, no damage done. Mount Marty's got just 2 base hits in the ballgame so far. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. And there was a foul tap right back into the glove of Grant Krause. And the inning is over. 3 strikeouts here in the inning by Will Reynolds after Mount Marty loads up the bases. Remember this inning, the fourth inning, as the Lancers come up empty. No runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings, and 3 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
It's official. Charter Spectrum, America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice company, is now able to deliver the best business services at the best prices, period. Charter Business is now Spectrum Business. Now your business can get unbelievably fast internet speeds up to 60 megabits per second for just $39.99 a month, enabling your team to be much more productive and for less than with 6 meg AT&T DSL. Add voice for only $29.99 a month per line, and you'll have more than double the business phone features you get with the phone company. Unlimited long distance, too. Spectrum Business gives you all this with no contracts, no hidden fees, and no taxes like the other guys charge. So consider this your wake-up call. Call 855-853-0060. Get faster internet for just $39.99 a month, plus voice for $29.99 a month when bundled. Charter Business is now Spectrum Business. Call 855-853-0060 today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos come to bat now here in the fourth inning. They've got the lead 1-0, trying to salvage a split here after Mount Marty won the first game tonight by a score of 3-0. Grant Krause, Zach Peterson, and Brandon Utrep scheduled up here for Hastings. Back out here for Mount Marty is going to be Brandon Nicolite, who has surrendered 1 run and 3 base hits so far in the ball game. Nicolite throws a strike. Here comes a second pitch down low for ball. That was dug out of the dirt by Cotolo, the catcher. So the count is even at 1-1. Hastings has had base runners in each inning so far as we play here in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch by Nicolite. It's on the way, and it's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 2-1. Dakota Wesleyan, they go on the road today. They beat Doan by scores of 4-2 and 11-8. There's the ball. It's going to be hit towards center field. That's going to be picked up right on the edge of the grass by the second baseman. His throw over to first is not going to be in time. So Grant Krause is going to get his single right on the edge of the outfield grass out towards center. It was retrieved by the second baseman, Ryan Buck. It goes over to Peterson at first base, but it was not in time. So an infield single there by Krause. That's going to bring up Zach Peterson next. Told you about Dakota Wesleyan. They picked up a couple of big wins. They were tied for last place in the conference at 4-8. Playing Doan today, the team is number 2 in the conference at 8-4. Dakota Wesleyan beat them in 2 games today in Crete, 4-2 and 11-8. So we'll see the Tigers tomorrow afternoon beginning at 3:30 here at Duncan Field, 3:15 for the Pepsi pregame show on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with a lead here, 1-0. Grant Krause gets the single to center field. Now out there for the Broncos and running is Ty O'Brien. O'Brien is their base runner at first base. Zach Peterson is at the plate here. Reached on a fielder's choice his first time up there in inning number 2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for, well, they call it a strike. Nicks the inside corner for a strike. So no balls and 1 strike here to Grant Krause. Throw over to first base. That's not going to be in time. Or Zach Peterson's at the plate. Crown's got the single to center field, and now O'Brien is running for him down there at the first base. Peterson waiting here with a stick in hand. There's another throw over to first base. O'Brien is back in there. Again, Hastings not a big base-stealing threat here. They're 19 out of 32 in stealing bases this year. O'Brien 3 out of 6 individually. Here's the next pitch. Going to be bunted out in front of the plate, fielded there by Nicolai. He goes to first base, and the sacrifice works. Peterson got the bunt laid down there. It's retrieved by Brandon Nicolai, the pitcher. Goes over to Peterson, covering the bag at first. That moves O'Brien along to second base on the play. So despite the wind blowing out here, these two teams not putting up a whole lot of runs on the scoreboard, just 3-0 in the first ball game. It's 1-0 here. Hastings playing small ball as they sacrifice the runner over to second base, and now there's one man out here in the inning. Brandon Utrep coming up there next. He's the shortstop, reached on a fielder's choice back there in inning number two. So Utrep coming to the plate with a man on at second base in scoring position now for Hastings. Nicolai comes set, offers one to the plate. There's a bunt laid down, but it's going to be in foul territory. Comes back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and one strike on Brandon Utrep. He played in the first ball game for Hastings. He was 0 for 2 at the plate. Popped one back to the pitcher, and he struck out once. Saw the day with a batting average of 210. No balls and one strike now to Utrep, the product out of Lincoln Pius. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight between Hastings and Mount Marty. Broncos in the midst of a key 8-game series here this week. They got 4 conference doubleheaders to determine if they make it into the GPAC postseason tournament or not. There's a swing and a miss. It's now one ball and two strikes. Regular season ends on Saturday. Top 8 teams at the conclusion of Saturday will qualify for the GPAC tournament that gets underway next Thursday. At the top 2 teams in the conference, they'll play at 2 different sites this year, 4 teams at each site. Then the winners will play for the championship and the right to move on. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed. Catcher drops the third strike, first base open, so the runner takes off, and he's going to be retired in the play as Utrep is thrown out by the catcher. Now there's 2 men out here in the inning. Runner is still out at second base. That's O'Brien. And now Santos comes to the plate next for Hastings. He grounded out to second base back there in inning number 2. Santos 1 out of 3 in game number 1. Broncos just need a little poke here to give them some insurance. They've got a 1-0 lead. Santos at the plate, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Left-handed hitter. He takes a whack at that one and fouls it away on the third base side out of play. Nothing at 1. So Donato Santos to the plate here for Hastings. Santos is a sophomore from Manitou Springs, Colorado. Batting here for the left-hand side against the righty and Brandon Nicolait. Nicolait comes set, throws under the plate. There's a ball poked to left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up out there by Blumenstock. Here comes the throw to the plate, and he's not going to get him at home plate. O'Brien comes around from second base to score. Head coach Steve Sponberg sends him around third base to the plate. The throw came in. Blumenstock got it to the plate, but it was not in time. And that's a double there to drive home a run for Donato Santos. And Hastings has got a 2-0 lead now over Mount Marty. Now for Broncos, Drew McGee comes up there next. That was not a very hard hit ball in the left field, but Blumenstock with a wind blowing out, playing pretty deep out there in left field. He came on, picks the ball up on the hop out there, and then loads to the plate. The throw was late. Sliding home there for Hastings was O'Brien, and the Broncos now have a 2-0 lead over Mount Marty here in the second half of the doubleheader. There's a 2 men out as Drew McGee comes to the plate next. He is 0 for 2 in this ball game. He's flown out both times onto a right field. McGee had 1 base hit in the opener and 4 trips to the plate. That was a double in the 7th inning for Hastings. Here's the next pitch by Nicolai. That's hit to the left side. Retrieved there by Nelson, the shortstop, and he can't make the throw to first base. He was in the hole there at shortstop. Picks it up out toward the outfield grassy portion out there and could not make the long throw over to first base. So Drew McGee gets aboard with a single. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Santos. Donato made a big turn there at third base, and I think that's what Derek Nelson just hesitated for a moment looking at third base and Santos. And that's all they needed as Drew McGee got across the bag at first base. So now the Broncos have runners on at first and third. There's two men out. There's Ryan Schrod coming to the plate next. Reached on an error and grounded back to the first baseman in his two plate appearances here in this ball game. So he's 0 for 2. Schrod, he had a single and four trips to the plate in game number one. Hastings trying to put some more runs on the board here in his second ball game. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's now one ball and one strike to Ryan Schrod. He started the day with a batting average of .388. And now Nicolite comes off with a rubber, looks at third base, and then tries to come back to the first base bag, and nothing on there. Climbs back on top of the hill. One ball and one strike here. Here's the next pitch to the plate. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike. So Schrod is now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes here. Base hit would score a run at third base. That's Donato Santos. Over here at first base is going to be Drew McGee. Hastings trying to salvage a split here in this doubleheader tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is now even up on Ryan Schrod at two balls and two strikes. You're listening to Bronco Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Two balls, two strikes, two men out as we roll the deuces on the board. Again, Nicolite stumps off with a rubber and looks at both of the runners at first and second base, or first and third base. Nothing on there. Nicolite gets his sign here from his catcher, Julian Cotolo. Comes set. Here comes a 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and a foul tap. And he is out on the play. First base is occupied there. That's going to be the third strike on the Ryan Schrod. So a strikeout there, and the inning is over as he strikes out. But Hastings comes up with a run here in the fourth inning of play. One run on three base hits. No errors and two runners left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Duncan Field. 2-0 is the score. Broncos have the lead over the Lancers tonight. Checking some Major League Baseball action for you. As the Detroit Tigers out on top of the New York Yankees 2-1. They're in the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the fourth, you've got the Pittsburgh Pirates over Chicago. That's the Cubbies. 1-0. Middle of the seventh inning, you've got the Reds over the Milwaukee Brewers 6-0. Bottom of the third, Cleveland 2, the Chicago White Sox 0. Bottom of the third inning, it's Kansas City 1, and the Minnesota Twins 1. The Boston Red Sox beat Baltimore today by a score of 7-1. That game is final. One other game, they're in the top of the second. It's the Padres over the Rockies by a score of 5-0. There's a hard hit ball out towards center field, and Santos backs up. That's the hardest hit ball we've seen all day today. Santos grabs that one right in front of the sign. It says 408 feet. So Colin Peterson, he starts off the fifth inning by flying out to deep, deep center field there. Donato Santos grabs the ball on the fly there for the Broncos. That's the first out here in the fifth inning. Cody Yolmer will come up there next. He's the right fielder. He's 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. He struck out in the third. There's the pitch by Will Reynolds. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Yolmer played in the first ball game as well for Mount Marty. Batted in the number 6 position. Got a base on balls. He reached on an error, and he reached on a fielder's choice and moved him down to number 9 in the batting order here in the second half of the doubleheader. He takes a swing there and a swing and a miss. The count is sitting at 1-1. Lights are on now at Duncan Field. After Hastings lost the opener today by a score of 3-0 to Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch by Reynolds. Another fastball. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at 2-0. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon beginning at 3:30. We'll have the action for you beginning at 3:15 here on KHAS. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan on Thursday night beginning at 5 o'clock with a Pepsi pregame show at 4:45 here on 1230 KHAS. There's the next pitch, swung on and missed. And Cody Yolmer is now even up on the count at 2-2. Zach Hollenbeck, the center fielder, the number one guy in the batting order, is due up there next. 2-2 with one man out. Here's the next pitch, inside a fastball that misses. And he's now worked the count full at 3-2 on Yolmer. Yolmer has struck out 11 times so far this year. He's walked 8 times. Will Reynolds, a full windup. The next pitch is going to be a fastball that sails out wide for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Will Reynolds, and that brings the top of the order to the plate next for Hollenbeck. That's going to be walk number 2 in the ball game now for Will Reynolds. Walked into the last inning. So Hollenbeck comes up there next. He has grounded out once, and he's also hit a single here in this ball game. So he's 1-for-2 in this contest. Reynolds will go to work on him, and there's a strike there. Nothing and one right back into the mitt of Grant Krause, the catcher. Hollenbeck in the first ball game, singled twice, scored a run, had an RBI, lined out to second base and flew out to right field in his 4 plate appearances. Here comes the 0-1 pitch now from Reynolds. It's on the way. A high fastball is going to miss. The count goes to 1-1. Your base runner is Cody Yolmer over there at first base for Mount Marty. He is 5 out of 8 in stealing bases so far this year. Got a pretty good size lead over there right now. Michael Lockerbie will hold him on defensively. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. The count goes to 1-2. Andrew Kuda was the losing pitcher for Hastings in game number 1. He went the distance, gave up 5 hits and 3 runs, had 4 walks and 2 strikeouts. He falls to 6-4 in the season. A.J. Griffith was the winning pitcher. He's now 6-1 for the Lancers. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Reynolds. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, but right out in front of the plate. Grant Krause chases her down. And the count goes to 2-2. A.J. Griffith, the pitcher from Mount Marty in game number 1, he goes the distance as well. He gives up 8 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. As Mount Marty beat Hastings by the score of 3-0. 2-2 here. There's some off-speed stuff there. A curveball, it's a swing and a miss. A strikeout again. Strikeout number 8. In the ball game now for Will Reynolds. Now there's 2 men out here in the fifth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Ryan Buck next. Buck, he reached on a base on balls his last time up there and reached on an error in the first inning, so he's 0-for-1 here in this one. The first pitch to him is going to be hit towards center field. Santos moves over to his left. He grabs the ball on the run, and the inning is over as Ryan Buck flies out to center field to end the inning. Mount Marty, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 5th with a score, Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing.
Sal and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
It's spring. The air feels fresh, clean, and comfortable. You know, you can make your home feel like springtime all year long with a new Lennox comfort system from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the perfect time to save, too, because Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,700 back with a new qualifying Lennox system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today, 402-463-6061.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College has got the lead here, 2-0 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Broncos will come to bat here at the bottom of the fifth. We're going to have the meat of the order coming up here, too. Jake Steets, also Michael Lockerbie and Reed Stone, 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. If one of those guys get aboard, we'll see Grant Krause. So Jake Steets coming to the plate. He had a single back there in the third inning of play and came around to score one of the two runs for Hastings College here in this ball game. He comes up there for the third time here in this contest, and we'll take a breaking pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Your pitcher from Mount Marty continues to be Brandon Nicolite, who has went all the way here for the Lancers. Winds and delivers. Next pitch is right down the pipe there for a strike. 1-1 the count to Jake Steets, who started the day with a batting average of 307. Had a single and three trips to the plate in game number one. Struck out once and flew out to right field once. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and one strike. Julian Cotolo was behind the plate for a Mount Marty with Nicolite, Brandon Nicolite on the mound. Hollick, Nelson, and Buck and Peterson in the infield from third base to first. Blumenstock, Hollenbeck, and also Yomer in the outfield from left to right. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and it should be two balls and two strikes now. 2-2 the count to Jake Steets. There's a ball hit toward third. Nice play there by the third baseman. Goes across the diamond, and that's going to be just in the nick of time. Holly gets it across the diamond. That was a long throw by a third baseman for Mount Marty, but Colin Peterson picks it up on the scoop there at first base. That's enough to catch Jake Steets. A good play defensively by Mount Marty at third. And that's going to bring up Michael Lockerbie next. Lockerbie had a RBI single back there in the third inning of play. Grounded out in inning number one, so he is 1-for-2 in this ball game. Started the day with a batting average of .336. He was 0-for-3 in the opener. He golfs this one out to left field. That's a base hit. Goes after a low pitch down around the knees. Golfs it out to a left field. Picked up there by Blumenstock. That's the second hit of the ball game now for Lockerbie. Hastings has a base runner on at first base. And that's going to bring up Reed Stone next. Stone reached on a fielder's choice his last time up there. Had his single back there in the second. So he's 1-for-2 here in this ball game. Stone also played in game number one. Had a couple of base hits. Sandwiched around a strikeout that happened in the fourth inning. Had the base hits in the second and the sixth. So Stone having another productive night here at the plate here for Hastings College. As the first pitch comes in there for a ball outside. One ball and no strikes to Reed Stone. Krause is next, and then Zach Peterson. Hastings batting here in the fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. First one went 7 innings. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. That's a change as well in the GPAC baseball ranks this year. All these doubleheaders are 7 innings in the first game and then 9 in the second. Getting more in tune with what these teams see during the postseason, getting them ready for the postseason run. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and no strikes. GPAC tournament gets underway next Thursday. At a couple of sites, the top two teams get to host half of the conference tournament, with the winners then playing for the championship. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Hastings got base runners on at first and second base now. Lockerbie heads down to second base. Reed Stone is at first. Grant Krause comes to the plate next. He had a big single back there in the fourth inning of play. Eventually came around to score a run. Also had a single in the second, so he's hit a couple of base hits here in this second ball game. So Krause comes up there for the third time here. Had a batting average to start today of just 205. Scores around the bunt, and then the pitcher wheels towards second base. No throw. Krause backs out of the bag, takes a look at head coach Steve Sponberg down there in the third base coaching box. Blake Marquardt down here in the first base box for Hastings. One bat out for the Broncos. They've got a two-run lead. 2-0 is the score. And now Krause backs out of the batter's box again and takes a look at the coach down here. No signals given by Steve Sponberg this time. Taking the respective leads are Reed Stone at first base, Michael Lockerbie at second. Here's a pitch to the plate. Going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings threatening again here in the fifth. Broncos have out hit the Lancers here in this ball game 7-2. For that fact, they out hit the Lancers in the first ball game 8-5, but lost. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Krause leaning in on that one to pull the trigger, but did not. One ball and one strike with one man out here in the fifth inning of play. Colin Peterson, the first baseman, playing near the bag now down there for Mount Marty. Again, Krause backs out of the batter's box, re-enters, touches the plate. Now he's set to go. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now goes to two balls and one strike on Grant Krause. As we look down in the bullpen for Mount Marty, nobody up and throwing. Bunch of guys standing down there, but nobody actually up and throwing right now for the Lancers. Two balls and one strike with one man out here in the fifth. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up by Holland back out there in center. He throws it to the plate. Nice strike, but staying at third base on the play was a Lockerbie. So Steve Sponberg put up the stop sign. Grant Krause, he gets his third base hit in this ballgame. He has loaded up the bases now for Hastings here in the fifth. Coming out to run at first base again is going to be number 9, Ty O'Brien, the freshman out of Omaha Scott. So Hastings now with base runners on at first, second, and third. O'Brien is on at first base. Reed Stone is on at second base. Lockerbie is on at third. Still only one man out here in the inning. This is going to bring up Zach Peterson to the plate next. And Peterson, little used up until this point, but he's been playing here in this one. Peterson now 0 out of 5 from the plate so far this season. And now we're going to get a visit from the pitching coach out here for the Lancers about Marty. As he comes out here, pulls in the entire infield to make sure everybody's on the same page here. So we got Zach Peterson coming to the plate next for Hastings. Peterson, a freshman out of Waverly High School, will come to the plate here. Peterson was a pinch hitter in game number 1. He was unsuccessful as he lined one back to the shortstop. Brandon Nicolite is going to stay in the ball game here for Mount Marty. Trying to work himself out of a jam. One man out here in the fifth inning of play, but the bases are juiced here for the Broncos, and Hastings has a 2-0 lead. Steve Sponberg taking the opportunity, the head coach for Hastings, to come down and talk with Zach Peterson here at the plate. Brandon Utrep will follow him, and then Donato Santos. Hastings trying to extend their lead here in this fifth inning. With their pitcher throwing pretty well so far in the ball game, Will Reynolds. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes now on Zach Peterson. Nowhere to put this guy. Bases are juiced for Hastings College. Peterson has got no walks so far on the season. He's got two strikeouts. Here's the 1-0. It's going to be fouled away back to the screen. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. But just a little base hit here to the outfield will probably score two runs. Reed Stone's got good speed down there at the second base for Hastings. O'Brien is over here at first base for Hastings. You've got Michael Lockerby, who started off this little brigade here with a single back there. He's standing over here at third base. So one ball and one strike down to Zach Peterson for Hastings. Brandon Nicolite working from the full windup now as he looks in for the sign from his catcher. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away again. Third base side right in front of the Bronco dugout down here. Ball returned back to the home plate umpire. Nicolite gets a fresh baseball on the pitcher's mound. One ball and two strikes. First baseman Peterson pulled in a little bit over here. Had to bag it first. The runner is O'Brien playing behind him. Here's the next pitch. Going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. And the bases are juiced up here. Zach Peterson waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Now he re-enters. Nicolite has got to sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now for the Lancers. It's on the way, and that one is going to miss down low. And it just misses. And the count now to Zach Peterson is sitting at three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count with one man out here in the fifth. Zach Peterson waits. Nicolite the full windup. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Hit toward third. Right through there for a base hit in the left field. Blumenstock picks it up. One run is going to score, and that's all they're going to get. As a stop sign comes up, Peterson gets a single, an RBI single to right field, right by the outstretched glove of the third baseman, Hunter Hollick. And the Broncos now have a 3-0 lead as Lockerbie comes in from third base to touch the plate. And Hastings still with the bases loaded up here in this fifth inning of play. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Stone. On its second base is going to be O'Brien running for Grant Krause. Now on at first base is going to be Zach Peterson. He drives home a run here in this fifth inning of play. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming out here for Hastings. This is going to be Nick Williams. Nick Williams will bat for Brandon Utrep in this number eight position. So Williams will come to the plate. He played in game number one. He was 0 for 3. Struck out once. Flew out to second base and grounded out once. Takes a big whack at that one and a swing and a miss. So Williams will come to the plate here for Hastings pinch hitting in his fifth inning with the bases juiced. Williams, he started the day with a batting average of .276. There's the ball hit the left field, a base hit. One run is going to score, and that's all they're going to get as Hastings just moves up one bag. Williams gets a RBI single here in this fifth inning as he drives home a run, brings home a Reed Stone. That makes it a 4-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be O'Brien. Peterson is on at second base. Williams is on at first. So Nick Williams, after going hitless so far tonight, picks up a big base hit there. Base hit to left field. Hastings still with the bases loaded up here in this fifth inning of play. And now we're going to bring on Donato Santos, the number nine hitter in the batting order, the center fielder. Santos, he had a big RBI double back there in the fourth inning of play for Hastings to drive in our second run of the ball game. Grounded out in inning number two. So Santos comes up with the bases loaded up here in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch to him. The ball is going to be hit to left center field. That could be trouble. If it gets down, it does. One run is going to score. It's picked up out there. Here comes the second run of the plate, and Santos with another double. Donato Santos drives home two runs there with a double to left center field, and Hastings has taken control of this ball game. As O'Brien comes in to score, also scoring will be Zach Peterson. He comes in and taps the plate. That's four runs in on the inning. Williams moves over to third base on the play, and Santos pulls up at second base, and that's going to be all she wrote here for Nicolite as he's going to be knocked out here in this fifth inning of play. So we got our first pitching change of this doubleheader here tonight. It occurs in the fifth inning with one man out. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 6 and Mount Marty nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
New pitcher here for Mount Marty is going to be Sam Erickson, 6'1", 195-pound sophomore out of Slayton, Minnesota. This transfer kid from Southwest State up in Minnesota. His record is sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss in the season. ERA at 2.12, making his 6th appearance of the season. He has started 3 games for Mount Marty this year. Thrown 17 innings, giving up 11 hits, 4 runs. All 4 of those earned, 2 base on balls, 9 strikeouts. Team's batting just 180 against him. Comes in here with only 1 man out in inning number 5. Hastings with a 6-0 lead now over the Lancers here in this ball game, as Sam Erickson will go to work. The first guy he's going to see is Drew McGee. And Erickson, he calls the timeout, and he wants to have a little chat here with his catcher. So Sam Erickson now in relief of Nicolite, who got into the 5th inning. 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 1 walk. As he goes officially 4 1/3 in this ball game, the 2 runners on the base pads would be charged to his statistics if they get home here. Hastings with a 6-0 lead in this ball game after they dropped the opener by a score of 3-0. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball on Drew McGee. Hastings batting here in the 5th. This is the 8th guy to come to the plate for Hastings here in this inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Erickson, a right-handed thrower here for Mount Marty. Hastings with runners on at 2nd and 3rd base. Santos is on at 2nd after that big double to drive home a couple of runs. Down here at third base is Williams on a pinch hit roll here in the 5th. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for ball 3-0 the count now. Ryan Schrodby will be next for Hastings. Here comes the 3-0. It's going to be in there for a strike. McGee taking all the way on that one. He was ready to throw the bat away and head down to first base. Home plate umpire rings him up here. 3 balls and 1 strike. With 1 man out, Sam Erickson winds and delivers. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And the count is 4-3-2. So Sam Erickson trying to get the Lancers out of a jam here. No further damage done, but he's got a big task. 1 man out. Base runner's on at 2nd and 3rd. There's the next pitch. It could be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So base on balls given up there by Erickson. Now Ryan Schrodt comes to the plate next. So now the bases are loaded again. But now that also sets up a possible double play ball to get Mount Marty out of the inning. So they load up the bases, but now they've got a potential double play to get out of this inning as Schrodt comes to the plate. And the pitch comes inside, and it hits him, and it drives home a run. A hit batter, Ryan Schrodt, is beaned by a pitch. That drives home a run. Strand heads down to a first base on the play. McGee over to second base. Over to third is going to be Santos. Williams comes in and touches the plate, makes it a 7-0 ball game now. And the Broncos have now batted around here in this fifth inning of play. Schrod gets a free pass down to first base, and now Jake Steets will come to the plate next. So the wheels have fallen off of the cart here for the Lancers here in this fifth inning. Hastings has scored 5 runs. And here comes Jake Steets to the plate next against Erickson. A breaking pitch is going to stay up high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes on Steets. Schrod is hit by a pitch for the first time this year as he gets the free pass down there. Here's the next pitch to Steets, another breaking one. That's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Jake Steets as he bats in inning number 5. Second time he's been up there in this inning. Grounded out his first time, third base. He hits that one toward right field, but it's going to curve over into foul territory. And the count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1-2, the count now to Jake Steets. In the first ball game, he had a single and 3 trips to the plate. Struck out once and flew out to right field. And he's got 1 hit here in the second ball game as well. The count to him, though, is at 1 ball and 2 strikes with 1 man out and the bases loaded. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to miss outside. And the count is now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now Marty has got some more folks warming up down there in the bullpen. Sam Erickson on relief now of Brandon Nicolite. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. And it's going to be down low for another ball. 3-2 the count now. Maybe the train whistle will help us out here. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Jake Steets with the bases loaded and 1 man out. Erickson looks in for the sign. He's got it. Here comes the next pitch down low for another ball, and he walks him. A base on balls. That's the second one, plus he hit a batter. That's going to be an RBI there as Jake Steets drives home a runner. Santos comes in from third base to score. So all those runs will be charged to Nicolite. McGee moves over to third base on the play. Schrod is now on at second base. You've got Jake Steets on at first base. That brings up Michael Lockerbie next. Lockerbie is the first baseman. Grounded out. He's got a couple of singles. There's a high fly ball to shallow center field. Coming on is a center fielder. Hockenbachany did not make the catch, I don't believe. Or did he? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He made the catch out there in shallow center field. That was a nice catch, but tagging him from third base and scoring on the play is going to be Drew McGee. So Hastings has planted another run. A nice catch made out there by Hallenbach, shallow center field, to record the second out of this inning. And that's going to bring up Reed Stone next. So Hastings has got runners on at first and second base now. Steets is on at first. Trott is on at second base. There's 2 men out as Reed Stone comes up there for the second time. So all these runs will be charged to Brandon Nicolite. So he ends up giving up 9 runs, 11 hits. He had a couple of strikeouts, 1 walk, as he goes 4 1/3 innings tonight for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Reed Stone will take a pitch outside the strike zone here, 1-0 the count. The 12th guy to come to the plate for Hastings here in this fifth inning. There's a tapper out in front of the plate. Erickson grabs it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. The inning is over. But Hastings does major damage here in the fifth inning of play. As Hastings comes up with 7 runs in the fifth inning, the Broncos now have the lead after 5. It's the Broncos 9, Mount Marty nothing.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Inspire greatness. Challenge yourself. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos coming up with 7 runs on 5 base hits in the 5th inning of play. And Hastings is now a 9-0 lead here over the Lancers of Mount Marty as we go to the top of the 6th inning. Derek Nelson coming to the plate here. We got numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. Derek Nelson, also Brighton Carlson, and also Derek Blumenstock. The face of Will Reynolds, who's had a pretty effective night here tonight. He's got 8 strikeouts in this ball game and only 2 walks. Mount Marty's got 2 base hits in the ball game. Here comes the pitch now. It's going to be popped up. It's out in right field. Ryan Schrod comes over and he makes the catch over there in the right field for the first out in the 6th inning of play. So Nelson flies out to right.
Now batting number 10.
Now coming up there is going to be Carlson. He's the designated hitter here in this ball game. He struck out a couple of times. Had 2 strikeouts. Actually, it should be 3 hits now for Mount Marty in this ball game. It's line score is not correct on the scoreboard. It should be 3 hits for Mount Marty here in this ball game. As Carlson will take a pitch down low for a ball here, 1 ball and 1 strike. So 9 hits, 9 runs, 11 hits for Hastings, 1 error. Mount Marty, they've got no runs on 3 hits. They've committed 2 errors so far in the ballgame. Hastings breaking things open with 7 runs there in the 5th inning of play. 12 guys coming to the plate. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Will Reynolds throwing pretty effectively out there for Hastings tonight. Reynolds is 3-2 on the season. Trying to pick up his 4th win here. Here's the next pitch. Going to be lifted up again. It's going to be back here into the seats. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Brighton Carlson. Blumenstock would be next. And then we'll see the catcher, Julian Cotolo, if then gets things rolling along here in the 6th. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings with 8 conference games here this week. Two here tonight against Mount Marty. Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. Nebraska Wesleyan on Thursday. Then they'll finish things off in Midland on the Saturday afternoon up in Fremont. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count here to Carlson. 0-2 so far in this ball game. Carlson played in the first ball game as well. Worked out a couple of walks and he struck out once. So he's struck out 3 times so far here in this doubleheader. He's got a full count here at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will Reynolds rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again. Back out of play. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kansas City Royals playing tonight. Kansas City playing at home against the Minnesota Twins. They're in the top of the 6th inning. Kansas City 1 and Minnesota 1. Not many hits in that ball game either. The Twins have four. Royals have three. First game of a three-game set between Kansas City and Minnesota. The Royals with a 1-1 ball game right now in the top of the sixth. The action tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Three balls and two strikes. Next pitch by Reynolds is on the way. Hit toward third. Is knocked down there by the third baseman, Stone, but he can't come up with the ball. And the man is going to be safe at first base. That's Carlson. Hard hit ball right to a Reed Stone at third base. He knocks it down. Then had to scramble after it. Goes out near the edge of the outfield grass. And by that time, it was way too late as Carlson is across the bag at first. That's going to be a base hit given there to Carlson. So now Mount Marty has a runner on at first base, and Derek Blumenstock will come to the plate next. Blumenstock so far in the ball game, he has got a single, and he's also hit one back to the pitcher. So he's 1-for-2 here in this one as the pitch comes in there. It's going to be low and away. 1-0 the count. Julian Cotolo would be up there next. He's swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for the Lancers. 1-0, here comes the pitch from Reynolds. It's going to be in there for a strike right down Broadway there. A good pitch by Will Reynolds, and the count is now even up on 1-1. Hastings has got Grant Krause behind the plate here for Hastings in game number two with Will Reynolds on the mound. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. It backs Blumenstock away from the plate, but the home plate umpire calls a strike there on the inside corner, so the count is now 1-2. To Derek Blumenstock. Will Reynolds comes set again on the mound. Looks to the runner at first base. Offers one to the plate. That's going to be a fastball that misses outside. And the count is now 2-2. Reed Stone over there at third base for Hastings. Brandon Utrep still at shortstop. Jake Steets is on at second base. Lockerbie is on at first. Zach Peterson, Donato Santos, and Ryan Schrod out on the outfield for Hastings. Here's the next pitch by Reynolds. It's going to be fouled away. And the count remains at 2-2. Hastings trying to secure their 18th win of the season here in game number two here tonight after dropping the opener by a score of 3-0 to Mount Marty. Here's the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be hit right to second base. It's grabbed there by Steets. Almost doubled up the guy at first base. He gets back on there. But Blumenstock lines out to the second baseman, Jake Steets. Now there's two men out here in the inning. And Julian Cotolo comes to the plate next. He is the catcher. He grounded out in inning number two and struck out in inning number four. So he's 0-2 here in this ball game. Cotolo got up there in the first contest. Actually was a pinch hitter in the seventh inning. He worked out a base on balls. He comes out here looking for his first base hit of this twin bill, and he takes a strike here. 0-1 to Julian Cotolo for Mount Marty. Senior from Las Vegas, Nevada. Went to McCook Community College. Kind of a stocky kid. 5'10", 225 pounds. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Hunter Hollick would be up there next. Reynolds working from the stretch again. Looks at the runner at first base. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way, and a swing and a miss. Goes after an outside pitch there and comes up empty. Now Cotolo falls behind on the count of 1-2. 9-0 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead over the Lancers here tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch by Reynolds. A cold third strike, and he strikes him out, and the inning is over. As Cotolo strikes out for the second straight time. That's going to be strikeout number 9 in the ball game now for Will Reynolds. So Mount Marty, they scored no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Hastings College 9, Mount Marty 0.
Spring is finally here. With spring comes job interviews, graduations, and weddings. Gary Michaels Clothiers will have you feeling confident and looking your best with our professional fittings and in-house tailoring. Same-day tailoring available. Take 30% off all in-stock suits from Austin Reed, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And ladies, you have not been forgotten. We have the perfect outfit, now 20% off entire ladies' clothing. Shop now to refresh your spring wardrobe at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Open late Thursday, Saturday till 4.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street and Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead over Mount Marty. The score is 9-0. As the Broncos come to bat now here in the sixth inning of play. I think we're going to see another new pitcher out there for the Lancers. That's going to be the case. Derek Miller is going to come on now and throw. Miller is 6'4". He's a freshman from Mitchell, South Dakota. He's a right-handed thrower as he comes on there, so this will be the third pitcher used. Erickson, he just finishes out that last part of an inning. So Derek Miller, right-handed thrower, comes out here now for Mount Marty here in this ball game. Miller is 1-0 on the season, 3.32 is his ERA, making his sixth appearance of the season. So 19 innings, 14 hits, 8 runs, 7 of those earned, 8 base on balls and 11 strikeouts. Team's batting .209 against him. So Hastings batting now here in the sixth inning of play. They scored 7 runs the last time they got to the plate on 5 base hits in the last inning. There's a little chopper out to second base fielder there. A quick throw to first base is wide of the target. And they're going to be safe over there at the bag. Grant Krause. Ryan Buck. Had to be a quick throw, but boy, that was thrown wide of the target. And Grant Krause gets aboard for Hastings. That's going to be an error on your second baseman, Ryan Buck. And that's going to bring up Zach Peterson next for Hastings. So the Broncos have the 9-0 lead here over Mount Marty. Peterson so far tonight has reached on a fielder's choice. He's laid down a sacrifice and a RBI single back there in inning number 5 as Hastings planted 7 runs in the inning. O'Brien comes back out to run now at the first base for Hastings. As a pitch comes in, they're on Zach Peterson for a strike, and it's no balls and one strike. So nothing and one to Peterson. Brandon Utrep is out in the on-deck circle. He'll bat for himself here in the sixth inning. 0-1 is the count here on Zach Peterson. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. A little bit inside of the count is at 1-1. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. Airtime will be at 3:15 here on 1230 KHAS. So the first pitch scheduled for 3:30 tomorrow. Here comes the, well, there's going to throw over to first base by Miller. It's not going to be in time. So Derek Miller is now your pitcher for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Third one used by the Lancers here in this ball game. They had one go all the way in game number 1. There's the next pitch in there on Zach Peterson. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 1-2. Andrew Kuda went all the way for Hastings in game number 1. And Broncos getting a great pitching effort here by Will Reynolds here in game number 2 tonight. If Hastings is going to scratch their way into the tournament, we got to get good starting pitching in these 8 ball games this week. It's a lot of games to play. Important ones, 8 of them this week. 1-2 to Zach Peterson. He waits on the next pitch here from Derek Miller. Miller comes set, looks over his left shoulder at first base. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and two strikes. Miller, a product from Mitchell, South Dakota, playing there for the Lancers in Yankton. Zach Peterson backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go. Gets back in. Here's a pitch by Miller. It's on the way. Swung on and missed, and he strikes out. First strikeout in the ball game for Miller. And here comes Brandon Utrep to the plate next. Utrep, he's 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. Reached out in fielder's choice, and he is grounded out once. Utrep in the first contest, he was 0 for 2. Flew out once, and he struck out once. So he's 0 for his last four. Saw the day with a batting average of 210 for head coach Steve Sponberg and the Broncos. 9-0 is the score. He sings with the lead here in this one. As the pitch comes in there, it's going to be up high for a ball. That's one ball and no strikes. Mount Marty will play at Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow. Hastings will get Dakota Wesleyan in town as they try to make up the games from Saturday and Sunday. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Good stop behind the plate there by Cotolo, the catcher from Mount Marty. Has now two balls and no strikes. Miller working from the stretch with the base runner on. O'Brien down there at first base for Hastings, running for Grant Krause. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be an inside fastball. It misses. Utrep leans away from that one. Has now three balls and no strikes. So three balls and no strikes as Drew Miller again comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner as Utrep was taking all the way on that one. It's now 3-1. Steve Sponberg going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box for Hastings. Blake Marquardt across the way, watching his base runner at first base. That's O'Brien. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's on the way. It's in there for a strike in the inside corner. So Erickson, or rather Miller, nibbling away at the corners here. His last two pitches has down three balls and two strikes. Santos would be next. He's in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. One man out here in the sixth inning of play. There goes the runner, a called third strike. And that's going to be all she wrote here by Utrep as he strikes out. But the runner heads down to second base on the play. That's O'Brien. No throw from the catcher that time, Cotolo. Now Santos coming to the plate here for Hastings. There's two men out now as Miller records the back-to-back strikeouts on Peterson and on Utrep. Santos comes up there. He's got a couple of doubles in his last two plate appearances, and there's a blooper out to shortstop and is grabbed there by Nelson, and the inning is over. Santos, he had a couple of doubles, three RBIs in his last two plate appearances, but that time he gets under it and pops it up. It's retrieved there by the shortstop for the third out of the inning. So Miller comes on and does the job here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. They shut the Broncos down here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings scoring no runs on no hits, one error on Mount Marty, and one man left on base. Six innings in the books tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 9, Mount Marty nothing.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead, 9-0 over Mount Marty. as we head to the seventh inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Hunter Hollick. Also, let's see, it's going to be Peterson and Yomer coming to the plate here for Mount Marty. Here in this inning, one of those guys get aboard. We'll go back to the order again in Hollenbeck. So Hunter Hollick is up there. He has struck out twice here in this ball game. There's a little chopper down toward the third base, fielded there by Stone, but it's going to be in foul territory. And the count is at nothing and one to Hollenbeck. As Amore scores in. As I mentioned, Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Doan twice today, 4-2 and 11-8. Northwestern and Concordia playing. Northwestern won the... Reject that. Concordia won the first ball game 8-6 over Northwestern. And the Bulldogs also winning the second ball game by a score of 4-3. There's a swing and a foul tap right back into the glove of the catcher for Hastings, Grant Krause. So Hollick strikes out of the ball game. That's going to be 10 strikeouts now in the contest for the pitcher for Hastings, Will Reynolds. Yeah, so Concordia sweeps two from Northwestern today, 8-6 and 4-3. Dort beat Midland 9-7 in the first half of a doubleheader. Midland comes back to win the nightcap 12-10. Hastings losing to Mount Marty in game number one, 3-0, and now they've got a 9-0 lead here in game number two. There's Reynolds again throwing smoke to the plate, and it's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Peterson, the first baseman, Colin Peterson for Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now three balls and no strikes. Just two walks in the ball game so far for Will Reynolds. He's got the 10 strikeouts. Reynolds looking in for the sign again from Grant Krause behind the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Peterson made a motion toward first base, but home plate umpire rings him up for a strike. Now three balls and one strike. Reynolds' next pitch is swung on and missed. And it's now 3-2. Like the way Reynolds is pitching tonight, he's right around the strike zone. And again, 10 strikeouts in the ballgame for Will Reynolds. He's shut the Lancers down here in this one. Reynolds in his full windup again. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. A little check swing. He did not go around with it. It's outside for a ball, and he walks him. So the Lancers get a base runner now here in the seventh inning of play. That's going to be the third walk of the ball game given up by Will Reynolds. Cody Yomer comes to the plate next for Mount Marty. Yomer has struck out once. He has reached on a base on balls one time here today. He takes a walk at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike now to Cody Yomer. He played in the first ball game, had a base on balls, reached on an error, and reached on a fielder's choice. Started the day with a batting average of .354. No balls and one strike down to Yomer. Next pitch is hit right to the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie, who goes over and touches the bag and gets a double play. Peterson was off of the bag there. They hit it right to the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie, who doubles up the Lancers to get out of this seventh inning of play. So Mount Marty scores no runs in the seventh, no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Hastings 9, Mount Marty nothing.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, oh, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh,
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Micah Sadler is going to be the new pitcher now for Mount Marty. So they've used four pitchers now in this ball game. So Michael Sadler, a little guy, comes on here. He's going to throw in the seventh inning of play against Hastings. Sadler is 5'9", 165 pounds. He's also out of Mitchell. So Sadler comes on now for the Lancers. Sadler is 2-2 on the season. He's thrown, let's see, his ERA is sitting at 8.20. Actually making his 13th appearance on the season. He's made three starts. He's thrown 26 in a third innings, giving up 40 hits and 28 runs. There's a ball hit toward right field coming over, and making the catch out there is going to be Cody Yomer. So Hastings with a quick at bat here. That was Drew McGee.
Now number four, Ryan Schrod,
who flies out to right field. Looking more at Sadler, he's got 14 strikeouts so far this year, four base on balls. So he comes up there. He's going to become the fourth pitcher used by the Lancers here in this ball game. The trying to shut the door on the Broncos. Hastings out on top by a score of 9-0. Ryan Schrod is out there for Hastings, looking for his first base hit of this ball game. He pops this one up. Going over is going to be the shortstop. He's going to make the catch. That's Nelson. So Schrod, he flies out to the shortstop. There's two men out now here in this inning. And that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Steets, he's got a base hit in this ball game so far. Scored a run. That was back in the third inning. Reached on a fielder's choice. Grounded out once, and he's worked out of walk so far in this ball game. Michael Sadler going to work there and throws a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one. 9-0. Hastings with the lead here in this one, looking for a split here in this doubleheader. Here's the next pitch. A check swing that's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. Steets started the day with a batting average of .307. He was 1-for-3 from the plate in game number one tonight. Won by the Lancers 3-0. Next pitch by Sadler is going to be a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike to Steets. Michael Lockerbie is due up there next for Hastings, and we'll see Reed Stone if Hastings can get something going here in this inning. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward left field. That's a hard hit ball out there. And grabbing it on the run is going to be Blumenstock. So Derek Blumenstock grabs it on the run over his right shoulder. And Hastings goes down in order here in inning number seven. Hastings with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the eighth inning with a score. Hastings 9 and Mount Marty nothing.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field in Hastings as we head to inning number eight here tonight. Will Reynolds will stay out there for the Broncos. He'll throw here in the eighth. So getting good starting pitching performances here tonight so far. As Mount Marty will come to the plate here in the eighth inning. Reynolds will go to work as the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. This is Zach Hollenbeck, the center fielder up there to start things off for Mount Marty here in this inning. He's 1-for-3 so far here in this ball game. Had a single back there in the first. First two pitches are going to be outside for a ball. So Mount Marty having a good year. They're 27-16 as this ball game got started earlier tonight, 8-5 in the conference. Hastings at 17-19. 5-8 in the conference. There's a high fly ball out toward right field. Ryan Schrott is going to grab that one for the first out. So Hollenbeck is retired in the play. Now Ryan Buck comes up there next. He is the second baseman.
Now hitting number 14, Ryan Buck.
Buck had reached out an error back there in the first inning of play. Had a base on balls in the fourth, and he flew out to center field in inning number 5. He's 0-for-2 here in this ball game. Buck started the day with a batting average of .324 for the Lancers. There's a check swing right into the first base dugout. Has nothing at one. One man out. This one scheduled for 9 here tonight between Hastings and Mount Marty. Broncos having a 9-0 lead, scoring 7 runs in the fifth inning. There's the next pitch in there for a strike, and he gets ahead on the count now with no balls and 2 strikes. Will Reynolds for Hastings has struck out 10. He has walked only 3 batters so far tonight. There's a check swing there, and it's going to be a called third strike. The catcher drops the third strike, Grant Krause, but he tags out Ryan Buck here in the batter's box for the second out. Officially a strikeout, number 11 in the ballgame now for Will Reynolds. And that's going to bring up Derek Nelson next. He's a shortstop. Nelson flew out to a right field his first time up there. Had a single in the fourth and flew out to right field in inning number 6. So he's 1-for-3 here in this ball game. Nelson started the day with a batting average of .333 for the Lancers. 2 men out here in the eighth inning as Will Reynolds continues to work. Pitching going to be high and away, and the count is at 1 ball and no strikes. Hastings College softball team tonight splitting 2 games over in Orange City. Northwestern beat Hastings in the first game 7-1. The Broncos came back to win the nightcap 9-1 in 6 innings. Hastings now 25-17 in the season. They're 11-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike on Derek Nelson for Mount Marty. 2 men out here in the 8th inning. Will Reynolds rocks and fires here. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's going to be fouled away again. Back over the screen, out of play. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Okay, the Kansas City Royals are playing tonight at home against Minnesota. Kansas City now with a lead over Minnesota, 4-1. They're in the top half of the 7th inning. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Derek Nelson. Detroit Tigers beat the New York Yankees tonight 2-1 in Major League Baseball. End of the 7th inning, Chicago Cubs over the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-1. Next pitch is going to miss outside for a ball, and he walks in. That's the 4th walk of the ball game given up by Reynolds. That's going to bring up Brighton Carlson next. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-1 in Major League Baseball. The Indians leading Chicago 3-0. They're in the top half of the 8th inning. Top of the 7th, we told you the Royals have the lead over the Minnesota Twins 4-1. Final score in, Boston over Baltimore 7-1. Bottom of the 4th inning, it's the Padres over the Rockies 9-1. Just getting started, the Athletics and the Angels and the Astros and the Mariners. Here comes Brighton Carlson out there, the designated hitter for Mount Marty. He's 1-3 so far here in the second ball game. A couple of strikeouts and had a single in the 6th inning of play. Man is out at first base now as Carlson will get into the batter's box. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-0. And now the Broncos have got some relievers warming up down there in the bullpen, just in case. Our main man out here, Will Reynolds, runs out of steam here in this eighth inning. There's the next pitch hit hard to a left field, going back. That's going to be over the head, and that's going to roll to the wall at 405 feet away. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Nelson, and a stand-up double there by Brighton Carlson. That was a hard hit ball to a left field. Peterson goes back and plays that baby off the wall. Nelson scores easily around the bag to home plate, and that avoids the shutout here for the Lancers. It's now a 9-1 ball game. And now Blumenstock is going to come to the plate next, but not before we get a visit here from head coach Steve Sponberg, and that might be all she wrote here by Will Reynolds here in this ball game, as the coach is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here in the eighth inning of play. So we'll see what the coach he likes to do, and that's going to be the case as Will Reynolds is going to be taken out here in the eighth inning of play. We got a pitching change in store here for Hastings College. The Broncos have the lead. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 9, Mount Marty 1.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The inventory clearance sale is in full force now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Save on a popular counter height table and chair set, only $3.99. Get memory foam queen sets as low as $4.99. Up to 24-month, no-interest financing, too. Hurry in for these prices because once they're gone, they're gone. The inventory clearance sale on now at Furniture Direct. On South Burlington behind Sonic and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
If people look at the history and what Mary Lanning has attempted to provide for 100 years, is amazing.
I would hope that within the next 100 years, the hospital and its staff would not lose sight of its history, why it's here, why it was developed, why Mr. Lanning put it together, and why it was called Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital.
I think Mary Lanning's role in the community will always stay strong, and the hospital will always be something that the community will be proud of.
I see it as remaining a community hospital that provides the best service for the people of this area.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
So a new pitcher for Hastings is going to be Nicholas Chavez. Chavez, a 5-foot, 945-pounder, a freshman out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Chavez has an ERA of 8.10. No decisions on the season so far. He's thrown 6 3rd innings, giving up 11 hits, 9 runs, 6 of those earned, 1 base on balls, and 1 strikeout. So Reynolds, he is replaced here after going 7 2/3 innings, giving up 1 run so far, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts, and 4 hits. First pitch comes in there for a ball. So Chavez is out there down for Hastings College. He throws a strike there. Little guy throws right-handed here. Derek Blumenstock is your batter. Blumenstock is 1 3 from the plate tonight. Had a single back there in the fourth inning. Man is on his second. That's Carlson after he drives home a run with a ball hit deep to left field for a double. Drive home Derek Nelson for the first run of the ball game now for the Lancers. So 9-1 is the score. Hastings out on top. We're in the eighth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight as Chavez goes to work. The count of 2-1. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to left field. Peterson, he makes the catch on the run here, and the inning is over. So Zach Peterson out in left field makes the catch on the ball there. That ends the inning for the Lancers of Mount Barney, but they score 1 run here in the inning. 1 run on 1 base hit. No errors on Hastings. 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score. Hastings 9, Mount Marty 1.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to salvage a split after losing the first game by a score of 3-0. Hastings with a 9-1 advantage here in game number two. Michael Sadler is going to come on. He'll throw this bottom of the eighth inning now for the Lancers. Just noticed Nicholas Chavez and William Reynolds. Will Reynolds are old high school teammates now playing for Hastings College. They both went to Doherty High School out in Colorado Springs. And they're both freshmen. They came here. Maybe Coach Sponberg got him as a two-for-one offer there. But anyway, a couple of pitchers that we're seeing in the ballgame tonight now for Hastings were old high school teammates out in Colorado Springs. So Michael Lockerby comes to the plate here for Hastings to lead off our eighth inning. Hastings breaking this game open with 7 runs in the fifth inning on 5 base hits. The Broncos cruising to the victory, hopefully, here in this second half of the doubleheader. Lockerby comes up there. He takes a pitch down low for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Lockerby is grounded out once. Got a single, an RBI single back in the third. Also had a base hit, a single in the fifth inning of play. Scored a run. And he flew out to a center field in his plate appearances here in this scheduled 9-inning ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-1. 2-1 the count. We got to numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed by Lockerbie. And now the count is sitting at 2-2. This is actually a new pitcher out there as well. Justin Miller is now throwing for Mount Marty. He becomes the fifth pitcher used by the Lancers here in this ball game. Miller is a right-handed thrower for Mount Marty. 5'11", 160-pound freshman of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He went to Washington High School. So Justin Miller becomes the fifth pitcher used now by the Lancers. And he's got a full count here on the first batter that he's facing this ball game, Michael Lockerby. There's the next pitch hit on the ground. That's going to get into center field for a base hit. Holland back picks her up there for the Lancers. Hastings just hammered out their 12th hit of the ball game here in the eighth inning. Lockerby gets his third hit of the contest, and that's going to bring up Reed Stone next. And now we got a courtesy runner coming out there for Lockerby. Running at first base is going to be Mitchell Marquardt, I think, is going to come out and run down. Yeah, Marquardt is going to come out now and run at first base. Marquardt was the starting shortstop for the Broncos last year on this baseball team, but he's been hampered by injuries and has not played a whole lot here this season. But he's going to run now at first base. For Michael Lockerby, as Reed Stone will come to the plate next. And a pitch to him is going to be outside for ball. 1-0 the count. In fact, there's just double-checking my information here. This might be Marquardt's first action of the season here. Nope, he played in one other ball game this year. So Mitchell Marquardt, a courtesy runner over there at first base for Hastings. Reed Stone At the plate here for Hastings, batting from the left-hand side. He takes a pitch down low for a ball. Has now two balls and no strikes. So the Broncos are going to face a red-hot team tomorrow when Dakota Wesleyan comes to town. They just stopped in Crete today and beat one of the contenders in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Doane College Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan winning twice today, 4-2 and 11-8. On their way to Hastings, and they'll play the Broncos tomorrow. Here's the next pitch. He could be in there for a strike, and the count is now at three balls and one strike on Reed Stone. Stone has got a base hit here in this ball game and four trips to the plate. Stone getting a couple of base hits in the opener. As his next pitch is going to be fouled away, back out of play, and it's now 3-2. Reed having a chance to go all the way in the field tonight. He's been basically used as a pinch hitter throughout the season, but playing at third base here tonight. There's a throw over to first. That's not in time. Marquardt is back in there. Marquardt has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. Takes his lead now. There's the ball hit right back to the pitcher. He goes to second base for one over the first base in a double play. Bam, just like that. A 1-6-3 double play. Now there's two outs. Bases are empty. As Stone hits out right back to the pitcher. And Justin Miller. Now Grant Krause is going to come to the plate next. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here tonight. Hastings has got to lead 9-1. Krause, he's got three base hits in this ball game. Scored two runs. Also reached on an error, so he's been on the base pads all four times here for Hastings College in this ball game. Krause in that first contest did not play for Hastings, but Krause doing the catching chores for the Broncos here in game number two. Xander Schmidt had the chores in game number one. One ball and one strike now to Grant Krause. Next pitch is a fastball that misses inside, and the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. Had a pretty good-sized crowd to start off the doubleheader this afternoon. Things have dwindled drastically. There's a high fly ball, shallow right field, coming on the right fielder, Yomer, and he makes the catch. And the Broncos go down in order, basically, with three guys as they turn the double play. As Grant Krause flies out to right field to end this eighth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the ninth with a score of Hastings 9 and Mount Marty 1.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we move to the top of the ninth inning. Coming up after the ball game here tonight, we'll have our players of the game. Also, our coaches post-game show before we get out of here this evening. Hastings has got the lead over the Lancers by the score of 9-1 here in this one. 9 runs, 13 base hits, 1 error for Hastings. Mount Marty has now got 1 run, 5 base hits, and 3 errors. William Reynolds was a starting pitcher for Hastings tonight. Goes 7 2/3. Nicholas Chavez now on the hill for the Broncos. They're trying to wrap things up here in the ninth. First two pitches outside the strike zone, though, here. On the pitcher for Mount Marty, Julian Cotolo. The count to him is at 2 balls and no strikes. He has struck out twice, and he has grounded out once. Chavez working for the stretch with nobody on the base pads. There's a swing and a miss, a high fastball up around the eyeballs. Julian couldn't get around on that, and it's a count of 2-1 now. This will be the 18th win of the season if Hastings can hang on here. Mount Marty will have to score 8 runs here in the top half of the ninth inning to force the Broncos into the bottom half of the inning. The count to Julian Cattolo, though, is sitting at 3-1 now. Hunter Hollick would be up there next. There's a high fly ball out toward the center field. That's a Santos. He settles under it. He makes the catch. Donato Santos makes the catch and a high fly ball to center. One man out now here in the ninth inning. Hunter Hollick comes up there next. Hollick, he struck out 3 times here in the ballgame. Try his luck again, this time against Nicholas Chavez. So Chavez has come on and retired the 2 guys that he has faced so far in the ballgame. He works on Hunter Hollick with Colin Peterson up there next. And then Cody Yolmer, if Mount Marty can get something going here in the ninth inning. First pitch is outside, 1-0 the count. Next one is going to be a fastball. It's down low for another ball, and it's 2-0. Hastings College softball splitting 2 games with Northwestern today. Northwestern winning the first game 7-1. Hastings winning the nightcap 9-1. Broncos now 25-17. 11-5 in the conference. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 3-0. 3-0 the count. Just throw her across the plate here. You got an 8-run lead. Let your defense go to work. 3-0 the count. Here's the next one by Chavez. It's in there for a strike. Out of the outside corner, 3-1. Hollick, he started the day with a batting average of .298 here for the Lancers. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Chavez. Strike, fastball in the outside corner. 3-2 the count. So Hunter Hollick backs out of the batter's box, now re-enters. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be a ball down low, and he walks him. So Mount Marty has got a base runner now here in the ninth inning. They're trailing by 8 runs. 9-1 is the score. Colin Peterson coming on there next for Mount Marty. He's the first baseman. Peterson has struck out once. He flew out to center field, and he has walked once. Thanks for the pitch down low here. 1-0, and now the catcher for Hastings, Grant Krause, is going to go out and talk with his pitcher. Nicholas Chavez puts his arm on his right shoulder and says, hey, just throw her across the plate here, gang. And we'll get out of here. 1-0. To your batter, Colin Peterson. He's the first baseman tonight for Mount Marty. Here's the next pitch hit over the head of the second baseman, Steets. That's in the right center field. Around the bag at second, on his way to third, is going to be Hollick. Moving over to second base on the play is Peterson. Coming home is going to be Hollick. And here comes the throw to third base, and they have got him at third. Peterson trying to stretch that to a triple. And he is thrown out on the play, but a run does come in to score. Hollick moves around from first base to score to make it a 9-2 ball game. But the throw comes in and nails Peterson at third base. So that is the second out of this inning. That goes from the right fielder, Schrod, to the second baseman, Steets, over to the third baseman, Stone, to get the tag out on Peterson at third base. So now there's 2 men out. That brings up Yolmer next. Great throw from the outfield. And a throw back to the infield was right on the money to nail Peterson, who was trying to stretch that to a triple. But he drives home a run to make it a 9-2 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Yolmer coming up there next. Last hope here for the Lancers. Yolmer, he's struck out once. He's hit into a double play. He's also walked once. Players of the game coming up, then the coaches' post-game show here tonight on 1230 KHAS. There's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away, back out of play. And the count goes to 2-2 with 2 men out here in the ninth inning. Hastings trying to ramp up the win here tonight. They would go to 18-19 with a victory here, 6-8 in the conference. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left center field, and that's going to Let's see. Santos goes over and he makes the catch. Nice play out there by Santos in center field. He carries. That was carrying a long way, but Santos, he covers a lot of ground out there and he makes the out to record the final one here in the ball game as Hastings College is going to win this contest by a score of 9-2 over the Lancers. So a good catch there to end the ball game by Donato Santos out in center field. Mount Barney scores one run in the inning, one run on one base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Final score, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Mount Barney. The Broncos 9, the Lancers 2. We'll come back with the totals right after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
It's spring. The air feels fresh, clean, and comfortable. You know, you can make your home feel like springtime all year long with a new Lennox comfort system from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the perfect time to save, too, because Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,700 back with a new qualifying Lennox system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today, 402-463-6061.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos come back to win the nightcap of this doubleheader, final score of 9-2 here tonight. Hastings line score, 9 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. Mount Barney, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors. Winning pitcher tonight for Hastings in this second ball game is going to be Will Reynolds. Reynolds, he goes 7 2/3 innings, gives up 1 run, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts, and 4 hits in the ball game. Nicholas Chavez comes on to finish things off for Hastings. Losing pitcher for Mount Barney is going to be Brandon Nicolite. He gives up 9 runs, 11 hits, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk in 4 1/3 innings. They had 4 other guys come on there to finish things off for Mount Barney. But Hastings breaks it open with 7 runs on 5 base hits in the 5th inning of play. They go on to win it tonight by a score of 9-2 over Mount Barney. Hastings will go to 18-19 in the season. They are now 6-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Barney will drop to 8-6 after this one. Now 27-17 in the conference. Hastings will get sent for Dakota Wesleyan coming up tomorrow. A team to beat one of the conference front runners, the Doane College Tigers, today in a doubleheader in Crete, 4-2 and 11-8. Stick around. We got the players of the game coming up next in the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Today's Hastings College Baseball broadcast has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Don't go away. We have the player of the game and the coach's postgame show coming up next on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
So a split here for Hastings College here this evening and this afternoon. Hastings losing the first ball game by a score of 3-0 to come back, win the nightcap by a score of 9-2. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. You got to look at our starting pitchers. First of all, Andrew Kuda in game number one. He goes the distance. Although it was a loss, he had a good performance here tonight. 5 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks, and a couple of strikeouts. Second ball game, Will Reynolds. He goes 7 2/3. He gives up a run, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts, 4 hits in the ball game here tonight. Offensively in the second ball game, he's got the sticks going. Had 13 base hits in the ball game. Michael Lockerbie had 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Grant Krause, he had 3 hits in the ball game in the second one. Donato Santos had a couple of base hits and 3 RBIs. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
For Hastings in his second ball game, our players of the game are going to be Michael Lockerbie and also Will Reynolds, the stars in this one, as Hastings wins 9-2 over Mount Marty in the nightcap. Lockerbie again with 3 base hits and 2 RBIs in his second ball game. He also scored a run for Hastings College. And Will Reynolds, you couldn't ask anything more out of this guy. He goes 7 2/3 innings, gives up the 5 hits, 1 run. That was earned, 4 base on balls and 11 strikeouts as he propels the Broncos to the victory here tonight. 9-2 over Mount Marty in the second half of our doubleheader after Hastings dropped the opener by a score of 3-0. So Michael Lockerbie and Will Reynolds are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's Postgame Show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
Seeing award-winning vehicles every day is common at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in for the award season event going on now. Great Plains has special 0% financing and factory rebates that will help you drive home in an award-winning vehicle with an award-winning deal. Put it on top of your list to attend this special event at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now it's back out to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings College, they get a split with the Lancers of Mount Marty, losing their first ball game 3-0, winning the nightcap by a score of 9-2. Is Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach for Hastings College, going to join us here tonight. And it's better than being swept, Coach. We get a split here tonight. Feelings on a doubleheader?
Well, as you said, splitting is always better than getting swept, but our goal was to obviously win 2 games. And we kind of, you know, the rest of the way out here, we kind of need to pick up some sweeps here where we can go out and win more than just 1 game in a day to at least give us some advantage here in the last run of the end of the season.
We kind of talked to Coach Sponberg in the pregame show about how much pressure this schedule this week with eight conference games is going to put on the pitching staff. But tell you what, you got some good performances here tonight from both of your starters, Kuda in game number one and then Willie in game number two.
Yeah, definitely. Those guys have actually throughout the season have shown that they can throw 7, 8, 9 innings for us, and they did again tonight. So that really helps our pitching staff, and it gives us a chance that we can use some of the guys that are out of the bullpen for the rest of the week and then potentially bring them back by the end of the week here.
Reynolds, just talk about his performance here tonight. Again, he had a big night as he strikes out 11, walks only 4. He was right around the strike zone all night long tonight.
Oh, he's been a great pitcher for us. As I think we've talked about this before. I mean, he's a freshman guy for us, but he's definitely proved himself to be one of our top pitchers. And day in and day out, he works hard for it, and he wants the ball in his hand. And tonight it just proved why he's one of our better pitchers.
We kind of talked about it at the end of the ball game. Chavez and Willie is old high school teammates out there.
They are old high school teammates. They're both from the Colorado Springs area, and I think it's kind of a neat little combo that we were able to go through today.
A little two-for-one offer when he went out there and offered those guys, or what?
It is. Actually, we actually picked up another kid from the same high school, Corey Ewald. So
high school teammates playing here for Hastings College, and the Broncos again getting a split here with the Lancers of Mount Marty. I thought Andrew in the first ball game threw well enough to win that ball game. It was just a lack again of the offense when we needed it.
Well, that's exactly right. A lack of offense is where we've kind of been struggling. I think we out-hit Mount Marty there the first game, but unfortunately we didn't come up with situational hits, and that's kind of been a story for us for the last couple weeks here. But Andrew Kuda definitely threw well enough. I mean, when you give up three runs, you threw well enough to win.
Yeah, he gave up those runs in the first two innings of play and then shut him down the rest of the way. Just got off to maybe a shaky start tonight, or?
Yeah, I think they had a good approach for him. They attacked him really early, and once he got settled in, though, he was able to keep them off balance. They did a good approach to the early part of the game.
Defensively, I thought we played extremely well for the most part tonight.
Yeah, we really did play well tonight, and that's what we expect out of guys. And generally, 90% of our games, that's how we do play. Unfortunately, the games that we kind of get behind is usually when we are not fielding like that.
After you dropped the opener tonight, how important was for you guys to jump back on the horse, and what was said in between games? How important was that second game for you guys?
Well, after seeing some of the teams in our conference kind of make some moves, some of the bottom-end teams make moves to make a run for it, we realized this game was just as important for anybody else as it is for us to really make a run for this. So we really needed it.
You've got this little stretch this week, but all these games are sitting at home, so the schedule is set up right for you guys, and hopefully you guys can just come together here in the final couple of days to maybe scratch into the tournament. Once you get into the tournament, you feel you can make some noise here?
I definitely think we can make some noise if we get there. We've got to win three, four more games here to probably get into that conference tournament, and once we get there, if we can stay where we're at, where we they saw the second game where we can hit and field and we can pitch well, we'll definitely make a run for it.
To go to Wesleyan tomorrow, they're going to be coming in super high after knocking off Doan tonight in a couple of ball games in Crete. What do you expect out of them?
Well, they're a good ball club. I mean, anytime you go out and compete against Doan, and especially if you can sweep them, that's two great wins. It's a quality win for those guys. Hopefully we have some we got some two pitchers that can go tomorrow that I think will keep them off balance, and hopefully we can knock them off a little bit.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach for Hastings College, getting the Broncos with a split here tonight against Mount Marty, losing the first ball game 3-0, coming back to win the nightcap by a score of 9-2. We'll get our final break in. We'll be back right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
All right, the scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. In baseball action, it was Dakota Wesleyan, as we mentioned, picking up two wins over Doan, 4-2 and 11-8. Northwestern and Concordia. Concordia sweeping Northwestern tonight. Scores of 8-6 and 4-3. Dort and the Midland played in Fremont. They split their two games. Dort winning the first game 9-7. Midland winning the nightcap 12-10. And it was Hastings splitting two games with Mount Marty. The Lancers winning the first game 3-0. Hastings winning the nightcap 9-2. And in softball action today, over in Orange City, the Hastings College softball team split two games with the Northwestern Red Raiders. Northwestern winning the first game 7-1. Hastings taking the nightcap by a score of 9-1. College baseball action continues tomorrow. Here on 1230 KHS, we'll have the twin bill between Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings College. Airtime tomorrow will be at 3:15. It'll be a 3:30 starting time. So a little different starting time than what we had today. It's 3:30 first pitch, 3:15 for the pregame show. We'll have both games tomorrow here on 1230 KHS. That'll wrap things up from Duncan Field tonight. Hastings losing the first game 3-0, coming back to win the nightcap by a score of 9-2. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports
1230 KHAS. Bronco Baseball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.